Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Oh, she's not done yet, folks.
Yeah, right.
Today is Friday, November 11th. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, Veterans Day is a federal holiday in the United States, observed annually on November 11th for honoring military veterans of the United States Armed Forces. There are several events scheduled around the Philadelphia area for today, but be sure to check the plans have not been adjusted or canceled due to the rain in the forecast. There's an annual wreath laying at the salute at the Tomb of the Unknown Revolutionary Soldier at Washington Square Park. Mayor Jim Kenney is scheduled to attend. The ceremony is set to take place at 9 this morning. Battleship New Jersey on the Camden waterfront will hold their ceremony at 11 a.m., but that's now taking place inside. It's free for all to attend. At Penn's Landing, the ceremonies planned for the Korean and Vietnam Veterans Memorials have been moved to 11 a.m. and noon on Sunday. In media, their annual Veterans Day parade has been canceled. A ceremony will still be held at the Townhouse Restaurant at 11 a.m. In addition, the Museum of the American Revolution has special programs throughout the weekend, so be sure to check your event to make sure that it has not been moved or postponed due to weather.
When you see those Revolutionary War events take place, Preston, and then the veterans show up for that,
yeah,
it's amazing.
Oh, wait. Aren't they like ghosts or something? Or
they're not looking great.
No, yes.
But it is so impressive.
No, and thank you, all veterans. We do appreciate
yes, absolutely.
All that you've done.
The city of Chester filed for a Chapter 9 bankruptcy on Thursday. Officials say the city is broke and on track to fall into a $46 million deficit next year on a $55 million budget. Roughly $39 million of that is from past due pension payments.
That's like the worst pep rally I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's actually, you know what? It's actually really sad. Like,
yeah,
I saw this story. I mean, people are going to lose out on their retirement.
Yeah.
On Wednesday night, before the filing, city workers filled Chester City Hall to voice their frustrations due to the financial crisis, eliminating retiree health care, cutting the city's costs for active employees, medical benefits, and reducing the city's pension and debt service costs are potentially on the chopping block. Alan Davis, a retired police captain who was shot on the job, could be affected. He says, I ended up with two bullets. One blew my arm apart, said Davis. He's losing his benefits, and that could be catastrophic to him. In 1995, faced with multi-million dollar deficits and past due obligations, and after nearly four decades of decline, the city was designated as a distressed city under Act 47 and subjected to financial oversight by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, according to the bankruptcy filing. The city has remained in various forms of supervision as a distressed city under the Act 47 since 1995, a period of over 27 years. A former medical assistant is behind bars accused of stealing information from patients at a string of women's health clinics, then opening credit cards and going on major shopping sprees.
Wow.
Authorities say 34-year-old Ashley Latimer took advantage of her position and violated the trust of female patients, including a few who were pregnant. Deputy Pennsylvania Attorney General Kate McDermott said all of the individuals were being treated at Axia Women's Health. Authorities say while working at three different Axia locations in Montgomery County, Latimer used her cell phone to take photos of patients' information forms and records and driver's licenses. McDermott says Latimer used the information to steal the identities of at least seven patients. She then allegedly opened credit cards and customer accounts to lease apartments and a vehicle from Carvana, buy items from retailers like Bob's Discount Furniture, Mattress Queen, and Wayfair, where she spent more than $31,000. The criminal complaint says that she took patient information while working at AFC Urgent Care in South Philadelphia and was later fired from there.
I mean, what a moron. You actually think you're going to get away with this.
We've dissected the mindset of people that do this, and that is not even a concern. It seems so weird. Like, people who do this, we've all talked about it. You know, I want to go on the FBI witness relocation program when my inspection sticker lapses. And so these people can do this crime after crime after crime and not care.
Latimer has a criminal history, including previous guilty pleas for theft by deception and simple assault. So, like, she's been doing this. She's currently charged with 27 counts of identity theft, 7 counts of theft, 4 counts of computer theft, and 1 count of forgery. The Pennsylvania attorney...
And I bet she's not a very good nurse, Kathy.
The Pennsylvania attorney general believes that there are more victims. You are urged to check your credit reports carefully for suspicious activity and contact authorities if you think that you've been impacted. Axia Women's Health also confirms that Latimer was terminated. The health clinic says it is confident this was an isolated incident. Patients who may have been impacted were notified and offered complimentary credit monitoring. In sports this morning... The Flyers lost to the Blue Jackets 5-2 last night in Columbus.
What the fuck is it?
The Flyers are back home tomorrow afternoon and will host Claude Giroux and the Ottawa Senators. It'll be Claude's first game back in Philadelphia since he was traded earlier this year. The puck will drop at 1 o'clock. The Sixers also lost, falling to the Hawks 104-95 last night in Atlanta. Trae Young scored 26 points. Clint Capela added 18 and 20 rebounds, and the Hawks pulled away late in the third period and hung on for the win. The Hawks led by 20 points before the Sixers came within 7 in the fourth quarter. The two teams play each other again tomorrow night in South Philly. Tip-off will be at 7:30. And in Thursday night football, the Panthers beat the Atlanta Falcons 25-15 last night in North Carolina. Deontay Foreman carried the ball 31 times for 130 yards and a touchdown, and the Panthers won at home on a rainy Thursday night. And that's what I have for you this morning.
Wow.
Kathy, there you go.
Sensational.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Winner of the Peabody Award, yes. Kathy Romano.
The cartoon character, not the actual
award. Yeah, exactly. So we welcome you guys to day number 5, the final day of our Camp Out for Hunger, a Friday morning. I'm feeling the Friday vibes,
yes.
The no sad bro vibes here this morning.
And for the most part, our voices are intact.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little run down, but not bad.
I choked on a little spit. Last night, though, I definitely had a sore throat, and I'm like,
Did you? Oh, no, this is
not happening, and woke up this morning and feel fresh as a daisy.
Well, you remember in the campouts of yore, we'd be feeling that on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, it's a solid thing. We had a really good time last night, had a nice group of people stopping by, and by the way, a special thank you to the Flyers yesterday. They gave us a bunch of Flyers tickets to
get for
the game on Sunday. And that does continue today. I think we have tickets today, right?
As long as we have tickets.
All right.
Yep.
So a donation of £25 or more will get you tickets to the game on Sunday. Pretty sweet deal. And I think we had a couple hundred tickets or something like that.
I saw the guy counting them out yesterday. There's just tons of them.
Yeah, so make sure that you ask about that when you drop off your donation, because it'd be great to come back down here on Sunday, go to a game, and enjoy that. We have a couple things taking place today. A lot of donations are going to happen on this Friday morning. We love it when that takes place. But we also have some friends stopping by today. Our buddy Dr. Mike will be here in a little while. You guys get to experience Dr. Mike Sirigliano live. So he will be in the house. Also, Jackie Bam Bam's coming by today. We haven't... Yeah. We've not had a Jackie sighting here all week, have we?
No.
Yeah, so this will be special. And then, speaking of that, since it is a Friday, and I know they came out last year, but they wrote a song for us for Fridays, and Froggy is going to be here, and they're going to play that song live on the air. Yeah. So we're excited about that. And, of course, we'll talk to Lori Jones as we wrap up later on, the president of Philabundance this morning.
And are we going to have a cinematic reveal this morning? Is that ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So we created a short film. Our buddy Kyle, of course, who's our video producer now, put together this great video, and we are going to debut that for those of you who happen to be here. And, of course, if you stream us as well, you'll be able to see that, too. But we're going to put that up on the big screen behind us, and hopefully we'll get a nice reaction.
It's going to be cool.
From everybody this morning. So we're excited about that. And we also are excited that we have our final house band of the day. We love these guys. They've been a part of Camp Out for years and years now. They put on a show when they perform, which is fantastic. So I'm going to strike them up as we take our first break and come back. Hey, this is Drop Dead Sexy.
Yeah.
And they're going to be our house band this morning. We'll be back in just a second. Come experience it live on 93.3 WMMR to Camp Out for Hunger. We'll be right back.
If you like what you hear, you can see it too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
By the way, during the commercial break, Drop Dead Sexy, they did a mashup of Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure, yes, from Queen and David Bowie. And I think Dave, the bass player, set the record for the highest note ever screamed here at Camp Out for Hunger in that song. Any chance you could recreate that while we're live on the air right now?
I can try.
Let's hear it.
Let's see. It's on F, so... yeah. I can't hear the bass.
Oh, he needs his F here, please.
Yes, you need the whole
F,
band?
I need the F and F. So. Okay, there you go.
Yeah. Woo!
Thank you, Dave. Thank you.
Well, now Philadelphia's awake. So.
Yes, yes, we needed that at this early hour. They're incredible, man. They were so much fun. If you have an event and you want your audience to get into it and have a show put on by the band, you got to hire these
Absolutely,
guys.
Absolutely, yeah.
They're fantastic. And Drop Dead Sexy, their website, or you can find them at dropdeadsexy.com, on Instagram, DDS Band, or Facebook is Drop Dead Sexy Band. So please take a look. All right, we have some stuff to get to. Real quick, I want to mention this hour is brought to you by Campbell's Chunky Soup, and their Chunky Sacks Hunger is proud sponsor of the Camp Out for Hunger. Of course, in the fight to end food insecurity in our community. So we thank them for being a part of this. And when I mentioned yesterday, in conjunction with that, we had a contest for Eagles tickets for the Monday night game.
Right.
And we had a winner. We were having people donate 336 pounds or more because Jordan Davis, defensive tackle, weighs 336 pounds. And he's a part of the Chunky Sacks Hunger Soup Squad. So we had a winner yesterday, and that is Jeffrey Kuhn. He gets tickets to go to the Monday night game. So thank you, Jeffrey.
That's awesome.
And everyone who participated in that particular promotion. And thanks again to our friends at Chunky Soup for giving those to us. It was really cool to do that. All right. We're going to ask a stupid question. And, of course, my computer froze up here. Hang on a second.
Well, that's a new feature, Preston.
Yep. There we go. All right. So my question for you. And, by the way, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to see Vic DiPetetto at the Keswick Theater on February 24th. So the question I have for you is... which actress portraying an Alderaan princess passed away in December of 2016?
Ah, all right.
215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you know the answer. Which actress portraying an Alderaan princess passed away in December 2016? While we wait for your answer, I'll mention the birthdays. We got a bunch of them today, too. We'll start with the biggie. It's Leonardo DiCaprio's birthday today. Leo is 48 years old.
I've evolved on Leo DiCaprio. I used to hate his guts.
Really?
Yeah. And it turns out he is a phenomenal actor.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
No, he's just not, he's not just a pretty boy. The dude is legit. He's,
you know, I saw him as competition because of my stunning good looks.
Yeah, I understand that, but he came around. Hey, has he ever done comedy?
Would
you say Catch Me If You Can is a comedy?
I would say Wolf of Wall Street is definitely comedic.
Okay.
But when you say you came around, Steve, that's a long time ago. Like when Eating Gilbert Grape came out.
You could see the guy had talent.
This guy's amazing. He's 48 today. Calista Flockhart, Ally McBeal, wife of Harrison Ford. She is his wife. She's 58 years old today. Demi Moore has her birthday as well, and it's a milestone for her because she turns 60 years old today.
60, she's looking good.
Yep.
She had a bad run there for a little bit. What was it, Whippets that she was addicted to?
Yeah,
she was lit up a few times.
Definitely.
Yeah. You know what, I saw a side-by-side comparison of what she would look like had she not had plastic surgery done. She hasn't gone crazy with it.
No, but she was very girl next door when she first came on the scene.
Yep, she's definitely tinkered a little. She's 60 today. Rudy Sarzo, he has played bass with a whole bunch of really well-known metal artists and groups. He was in Quiet Riot. He was in Whitesnake. He played with Ozzy Osbourne. Blue Oyster called a bunch of stuff throughout the years. He's a big name in that world. He is 72 years old today. One of my favorite actors, Stanley Tucci, celebrates a birthday.
He's great.
Oh, you know what, then, Press? He's in a new show. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, what's the he has one where he's doing like a touring around.
Not
show.
That one. No, yeah. This is a
him and
this
is a dramatic
actor.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah, where he is a prisoner. He's in prison. Huh. He's on death row. But everybody, like, even the warden likes him, and the warden's trying to talk him into, like, appealing his conviction for death row.
Is it called Inside Man?
Inside Man is the show. And okay. And so he's like a brilliant mind. And so, like, people will actually come to him to help him solve cases.
Listen, during your lethal injection, we're going to use water.
Yep. Yeah. It was either that, Casey, or Molly, in which he plays Uncle Mishmash.
Nah, it's definitely not that okay, one.
Yeah. Uncle Mishmash?
Yeah, that's animated.
Uncle Mishmash is on death row. Please, we need to...
Don't kill Uncle Mishmash. You know what he's great at? He's done it many times. He plays the gay best friend.
Yeah, well, Devil Wears Prada. Yeah. He's great in that. Julia. The Lovely Bones, he's pretty disturbing in.
And Preston, the masterpiece, Burlesque.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
With Cher.
I haven't seen it.
Masterpiece.
He is 62.
It's a masterpiece.
Carson Kressley. I think my favorite of the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy people ever. Just something about that guy. He's very, very funny, very charismatic.
And he's a local guy, and he always co-hosts the parade broadcast.
He is 53 years old today. The Thanksgiving Day
yeah,
parade?
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I recognize his name, but I didn't bother to look her up. Brittany Gastineau.
Oh, she can go to hell.
That's Mark Gastineau's daughter.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Mark Gastineau, formerly of the Jets.
It says reality TV star.
Yeah.
Was there a Gastineau
yes.
family?
Gastineau no. Girls, yeah. I think. Was it called Gastineau Girls?
They didn't call it Gastineau's Best?
No. Yeah.
Well, they should have.
Gastineau's Best.
Yeah.
It writes itself.
Son of a bitch.
She is 40 years old today. It's Vinny Guadagnino of the Jersey Shore's wow. birthday today.
He was my favorite.
Was he?
I'm sure yeah. he why? And Gastineau went to acting school together.
Why was he your favorite?
Because he was like the little brother who was just trying to fit in with all those other idiots. You know, like...
He was the smart one.
I don't know if he was the smart
like the
one.
Nice one.
He was the nice one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so he turns 36 years old today. And the last birthday, a friend of ours has, and he's been here for this event on several occasions. He's just one of our favorite people in the world. Mark Summers has a birthday
yeah.
today of Double Dare fame. Loves this area. And
that's his birthday.
Wait a minute.
He's... Everybody's singing happy birthday to him.
That's how he sings happy birthday.
He's 7... So that's him. That was at Dunkel Dare, and he was getting ready to do a live version of Double Dare,
right.
and he told the audience
very loud.
Not just, well, he told them not to shout out answers.
Right, right.
And so somebody yelled out an answer, and Mark responded with,
shut up.
And it was the best, man. We love him to death. Happy 71st birthday.
We should send that audio clip to him today for his birthday.
To Mark Summers.
Yeah.
You're 71?
Yeah.
Shut the F up.
Shut up.
All right. Let's see if we can get an answer to our stupid question this morning. Which actress portrayed an Alderaan princess and passed away in December 2016? So, to the phones we go, and they've worked great so far all week. Let's see if they work again today. We're going to go to Sean. Hi, Sean. Good morning.
You guys rock.
We love you, Sean. Thank you. All right, so which actress portraying an Alderaan princess passed away in December 2016?
Is it Carrie Fisher?
It is Carrie Fisher, yes. Princess Leia was from Alderaan. Hang on the line. We are going to give you a pair of tickets to see Vic DiPedetto, who is going to be at the Keswick Theater February 24th. And tickets go on sale today, by the way. Details at keswicktheater.com. Got a few stories to share with you in the world of entertainment. Let's go with this first one. Hilary Duff, not happy with Ballast Books, the publisher of Aaron Carter's posthumous memoir that's expected to hit shelves next week. The Lizzie McGuire star spoke to the Daily Mail on Thursday after the New York Post had published an excerpt from the book that claims that she and Carter lost their virginity to each other on maybe her 13th birthday.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah, Duff told the outlet, it's really sad that within a week of Aaron's death, there's a publisher that seems to be recklessly pushing a book out to capitalize on this tragedy without taking appropriate time or care to fact check the validity of his work. To water down Aaron's life story to what seems to be unverified clickbait for profit is disgusting, she said. In no way do I condone shedding any light on what it is, what is so obviously an uninformed, heartless money grab.
Yeah, it seems very weird to release that info right now.
And by the way, so if it's a memoir,
yeah,
did it come from Aaron himself?
Yes,
I guess so. Right,
but you know he's gone.
Yeah.
You can't make him retract it.
Yeah,
and so it's out there.
Yep, that's terrible. All right, this is a little more sweet and fun. Apparently, Millie Bobby Brown isn't keen on kissing her Stranger Things co-star Finn Wolfhard. The Enola Holmes 2 actress sat down for a lie detector test with Vanity Fair recently and admitted that Wolfhard is, quote, a lousy kisser. Halfway through the lie detector test, the interviewer asked Brown, you exclaimed kissing sucks after your first kiss with Finn Wolfhard. Is Finn a lousy kisser? And she answered matter-of-factly saying, he is. The test administrator confirmed she was telling the truth. The interviewer asked, so he hasn't gotten any better? And she said, not with me, no.
Oh, man. Well, she was telling the truth.
I guess so.
Have you ever been told you're a bad kisser? Have you ever told in your early days of kissing?
No.
It's hard to tell a bad kisser that they're a bad kisser.
Yeah.
The smart thing to do is I practiced on my grandmother.
Oh, my God.
Soft lips.
She was mentally feeble at the time, so I would go over to the retirement home. She didn't even know.
Yes.
Was that wrong?
I don't know. Has a crime been committed?
No.
No.
And no, they're both of age.
I was her little booby.
Oh, you were her little booby? No, I do not remember being told I was a bad kisser, but I remember experiencing a few bad kisses.
It's such a big concern when you first start doing it. Am I doing this right?
Right.
You know, and my grandmother could not speak at that time.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyhow, we're moving on. Following the release of Matthew Perry's memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, Austin Powers actress Elizabeth Hurley commented on what a nightmare it was to work with him in the early aughts. The pair starred in the 2002 film called Serving Sarah together.
And I don't even remember this
movie. I don't either.
Yeah.
She said, I haven't actually read the book yet, but I've read excerpts of it, and she said that it's quite interesting. He's a very funny writer. He's a very funny man. He's an incredibly gifted comedian. His way with words is fantastic. However, despite her fond memories of him, she said, to be honest, it was a nightmare working with him at that time.
You could imagine somebody going through that.
She said,
would be a horrible experience.
She said, as it's now known, our movie was shut down because of his addiction. We were in a force majeure and had to all sit at home twiddling our thumbs for some time. She said it was tough. Obviously, he was having a tough time, but he was still very charming and a lovely person to work with, but you could see that he was suffering for sure.
This is why when you have someone who has a troubled history and they can't get insurance on a movie set,
yeah,
and they have to shut down a production,
yep,
I mean, you're talking millions of dollars potentially being lost.
Yep, and that's why your career can be completely ruined.
That's right.
By something like that, because it's a waste of money and time, and they can't do that. It's too expensive. Chris Evans has a new title and a new love interest just days after people named him the sexiest man alive. E.T. can confirm that Captain America star is dating 25-year-old Portuguese actress Alba Baptista.
I'm trying to do E.T., but I can't.
According to... So they tweaked with your...
They tweaked. It's a different kind of...
Let's hear it.
This is a portable unit, not the ET unit.
It kind of sounds like this.
Yeah.
It's not very ET. It sounds like Southern...
It sounds like the groundhog.
Yes, yeah.
What's that guy's name? Gus? Not Gus. The other famous... Yeah.
Gus.
Yeah, groundhog. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. No, it sounds... speak just a little bit more, because there's something...
There you go. What does it sound like? Give it to me, bro. I can take it.
Okay.
Oh, the chipmunks, yeah.
Yeah.
Other than the chipmunks?
And it sounds a little bit like the parody that Steve did.
Yeah.
The groundhog.
Yeah, what was his name?
I thought it was Gus, the expose.
No, it was Punxsutawney Phil.
Punxsutawney Phil, that's what
it sounds like.
It's also picking up all the room noise, too, so it sounds kind of weird.
All right, well, we won't do that again. So, according to E.T.'s source, the two have been together for over a year.
I'm not going to do it again.
Over a year. They are very in love, and their relationship is serious. Chris has never been happier. His family and friends all adore Alba, they said. For those unfamiliar with her, Baptista, she is perhaps best known in the U.S. for her Netflix series called Warrior Nun.
Yeah.
Which marked
can't get enough of it.
English language debut. In addition to English and her native Portuguese, she also speaks Spanish, French, and German.
That was the follow-up series to Battle Priest.
Okay. This would be the first time... The first time Evans...
An altar boy!
Evans has been romantically linked to an actress.
They do the whole thing there.
A whole religious squad. The 41-year-old heartthrob dated Jessica Biel from 2001-2006 and Jenny Slate from 2016-2017. Is also rumored to have dated Minka Kelly and a few others. But now it seems that Evans is looking to settle down. In July, during an interview for Shondaland, the actor said that he was laser-focused on finding a partner.
Didn't he have an accidental D-pic posting? Wasn't that him?
I don't remember.
It was on Instagram. It was a silhouette. Do you remember this?
I do. Yeah. I have it.
It's a poster.
I printed it out.
So this gal is lovely, as you might imagine.
Of course.
Alba Baptista is her name, so you can look for her. Rainn Wilson, the actor, of course, he was Dwight on The Office, announced on Wednesday he has changed his name to protest climate change. In a video posted to Twitter, he has now said, "With the help of my scientist friends at Arctic Base Camp, I have changed my name to Rainfall Heatwave Extreme Winter Wilson." So that's what he's going with now. And he said it's not a joke. He said, "I'm as serious as the melting Arctic, which amplifies global risks, including extreme weather events around the globe." So this is a cause that he's...
Well, it's not a joke if he legally changes his name.
Yeah. I don't know if he's...
I don't think he's going
to
do that.
...legally done it or not, but he says he's changing it to Rainfall Heatwave Extreme Winter Wilson.
Preston, I had a friend who, it was a family friend from years ago, but she legally changed her name. And I don't know the reason, if it was something around this, but she changed it to Rainwater Shooting Star.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
There had to be acid involved with that.
I don't know what happened, but her name was Rainwater Shooting Star.
And is it a friend of yours?
It was a family friend from, like, growing up when we were kids.
Okay. Nice.
Used to be, I mean, for a while, especially with the hippies years ago, the hippie culture, they would do that often.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was always done legally, though.
How is Rainwater doing these days?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know where she is.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, like, a few of us in this business use a different name.
Sure.
And I've never thought of legally.
You're Preston Schwarzenegger.
That's me.
And these things, of course. Of course, you can't see the radio and the talking and the breaks.
The bizarre file
and the commercials and the promos and the charities.
Yes. All right, moving on. Sylvester Stallone talked to The Hollywood Reporter recently, providing an update on his longtime friend Bruce Willis, who was diagnosed with aphasia earlier this year. And he had said to him that Bruce is going through some really, really difficult times. He said, "So he's been sort of incommunicado, and that kills me. It's so sad." So, you know, he hasn't really... He's not communicating with some people who are his good friends. It's just he has a tough time communicating, period.
Do you think it was a precipitous sort of descent? Because, you know what, though? I remember reading an article, because he was doing so many movies.
Yeah.
But then I remember, Preston, in one of the articles I read, he was wearing an earpiece.
Okay.
So they would feed him lines.
Okay.
Which is very sad.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not sure how all that played out. And you know, like you said, he was doing a lot of movies. Oh. He was taking roles that people were going like, why is it you're better than
this? Yeah, but
you're better than that.
You're better than that. But you see someone working that much, you think, oh, they're fine. They're on their game. He's just doing a money grab.
No.
That ain't you.
But he was trying to, I guess, get in the last bit of work that he could before it got the better. And Sloan thinks he's better than that. So let's see. Jeff Bridges opened up about a major milestone. In a recent interview with The Independent, the 72-year-old actor discussed his health challenges that he had faced before he would walk his daughter, Haley Bridges, down the aisle at her wedding in August of last year. He had been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in October 2020, and then he contracted COVID in January 2021. He announced later last year that his cancer is in remission, but before his daughter's wedding, the first goal was how long can I stand up? He was only able to stand for about 45 seconds at the time.
Wow.
And then he worked with a trainer to increase the amount of steps that he could take and to stabilize his breathing while using oxygen assistance. And the goal was to be able to walk her down the aisle. So that's why he was doing this. And he said, "But not only did I get to walk her down the aisle, I got to do the wedding dance, and that was terrific."
Yeah, he's on that new series, right?
The Old Man?
Yeah, The Old Man.
Yeah.
Everyone's raving about it. I've seen him. He looks good.
And
he... And she married Hulk Hogan, correct?
No, she did not marry Hulk Hogan. She married a guy named Justin Shane.
Oh, yeah. That's why I made
it. I watched The Old Man, and I really, really enjoyed it. I just, the way it ended, I was expecting another episode.
It's dramatic, right?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not a comedy.
No, no.
It's not like Grumpy Old Men.
No, but it's great. I mean, he plays an a CIA agent who is in, like, hiding, essentially.
Okay.
Okay. And,
because he's a liability.
I don't know. Yeah, he has
information.
And clearly he's not going to do anything with this information. He's been in hiding for a little while, but
they can't take the risk.
I mean, he's one of my favorite actors of all time, and I'll kind of like watch him in anything he does. But yeah, the way it ended, I was like, it was like episode 7. Like, who does a 7-episode series? That's a, you know, it's usually
lunatics.
Yeah, I know. And then B, it just, the way it ended, I was like, there has to be more to the story.
But maybe there is. Maybe there's a season 2.
I hope there is.
All right. Let's see. This was pretty intense. According to the Hollywood Reporter, Crash screenwriter Paul Haggis was ordered by a jury to pay $7.5 million to Haley Briest, a woman who accused him of rape following a screening after party in 2013. During the trial, Briest had said, "I thought I was getting a ride home. I agreed to have a drink. What happened never should have happened, and it had nothing to do with me and everything to do with him and his actions." And unfortunately, I haven't seen much more than that as of now. I'm
going
to have to read a little bit more into it.
Not a criminal trial.
No, it's a civil trial.
Civil trial.
Right. So he's going to have to pay, according to the jury, $7.5 million. So we'll have to find out more about that. And I think there were, like, other accusers. So I don't know if that means more lawsuits. So we'll have to wait and find out about that. Deadline reports that Netflix will be making use of its live streaming technology in 2023. And the first person to test it out is going to be Chris Rock. Netflix's VP of stand-up comedy formats, Robbie Praw, said this will be an unforgettable moment. And we're so honored that Chris is carrying this torch. I'm wondering if he will wait until then to do the full-blown Will Smith.
Yeah.
Because it's a big deal. It's a first live event for Netflix. All the spotlight's going to be, you know, laser-focused on it.
Why wouldn't you use that opportunity to talk about it for the first time?
Yep. All right, and then finally, Steve, I don't know if you saw it or not. I have not, but the official trailer for John Wick Chapter 4 has arrived.
I did.
And what did you think?
I'm thrilled.
All right.
I love it.
So, according to Variety, Keanu Reeves' Wick must face off against Bill Skarsgård's Marquis de Gramont in order to win his freedom. The action-packed film is expected to reach theaters on March 24th of next year.
These movies are so meticulous and take so much time, but the guy who is the director and co-writer of them is Keanu Reeves' former body double for stunts. Okay. So he knows how to do this.
Nice. All right, we have new movies opening this weekend. Yes, we do. Case, you ready for that?
I'm not ready.
All right, hang on a second.
No, I'm ready.
Gets me every time.
All right. Movies opening today include Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. It's an action adventure starring Letitia Wright, Winston Duke, Angela Bassett. And in Marvel Studios, Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, Queen Ramonda Shuri, M'Baku Okoye, and Dora. Oh, man, I'm going to mess these names
the
up.
The Explorer.
Malaysia. No, not Dora the Explorer. Dora Milaje. Fight to protect their nation from intervening world powers in the wake of King T'Challa's death. As the Wakandans strive to embrace their next chapter, the heroes must band together with the help of War Dog Nakia and Everett Ross and forge a new path for the Kingdom of Wakanda. It's 2 hours and 41 minutes
long. Whoa, it's a long one, yeah.
Really?
2 hours and 41 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Rated PG-13, and it is in wide release, and Rotten Tomatoes score 86%.
So good, yeah. Everyone I know who's seen it says it's great, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, also, let's see, opening this weekend is Spirited. Spirited is a holiday musical comedy. It stars Ryan Reynolds, Will Ferrell, Octavia Spencer. A modern musical rendition of Charles Dickens' classic holiday story, Christmas Carol. Except this time, it's not much different than the others. Thank you, Steve. 2 hours and 7 minutes long, rated PG-13 in theaters today. Streaming on November 18th. Rotten Tomatoes score a 62%. Let's see here. And finally, The Fablemans opens this weekend.
I'm looking forward to this movie.
Drama loosely based on the childhood of Steven Spielberg. Stars Michelle Williams, Paul Dano, and Seth Rogen. The plot is young Sammy Fableman falls in love with movies after his parents take him to see the greatest show on earth. Armed with a camera, Sammy starts to make his own films at home, much to the delight of his supportive mother. Wide release theaters only rated PG-13. Rotten Tomatoes score 94%. Wow. So it's a good one. All right, we're going to roll the clips.
Wow.
All right, Wakanda fights to protect their nation from intervening world powers in the wake of King T'Challa's death in Black Panther Wakanda Forever. In this clip, star Letitia Wright reveals the life lessons she learned from her late co-star Chadwick Boseman. Go ahead, Ryan.
There's no need to rush. You can take your time to listen, to consider before speaking. He was just so wise. He never took up space in a room to make anyone else feel small. He was just considered and was really patient.
Yeah! Black Panther, Wakanda Forever is out in theaters today. Here's our next clip. The English follows a woman as she seeks revenge on the man she sees as responsible for the death of her son. And here star Emily Blunt explains why she signed on to the show. Here we go, Ryan.
I was aware in this first episode that I just had no idea what was coming next. And you look for that. Things are usually contorting or conforming to some sort of ideal, you know, and this wasn't in any way.
I don't think I want to see it.
The English is out on Prime Video today. I'm mildly obsessed with Emily Blunt.
She's amazing.
Stunning.
You know, the word is she might be entering the MCU.
Ooh.
Very shortly as well.
In any rumored capacity?
Fantastic Four.
Ooh, okay. Invisible girl or woman or whatever?
Yeah, that's all I know.
All right. That's my entertainment report for the week. I'm done. I'm putting that
it was great.
Baby to bed.
And Preston, you would be selling all your entertainment reports from this week,
yes,
on vinyl, correct?
Yep, I have them on vinyl.
Along with Kathy's Traffic Collection.
A 16-CD box set as well.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of music or recordings, I didn't misspeak of music, those were recordings. Hit the music, Casey. We've got our next guest who is here with us this morning. He's legitimately our doctor. From Fox 29 and Penn Medicine, Dr. Mike Sirigliano. For those who don't know, this is what Dr. Mike looks like. Hey, Dr. Mike.
I'm sorry I'm such a disappointment.
No, you're exactly what you want to say.
I look better with a mask on, to tell you this. Yeah.
You exude care.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. You know, it's been really busy, and I didn't want... There was no way I was going to miss this. Even if I was, like, on a ventilator, they would have wheeled me in.
Right. We appreciate it.
So important.
Yeah.
And
you're wearing scrubs today. You going into the OR, or what's up?
This is my new... So when the pandemic happened, well, you gave me some of those gowns. I looked like I was ready for Ebola.
Right.
Then I got rid of the whole gown and got rid of the pants, and now I wear this. No ties. You know, in England, you know, the doctors aren't allowed to wear ties.
Why is that?
Well, because it spreads germs. They're called fomites.
Oh.
And so you don't want to do that. So I've given that up now.
Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because I show my non-hairy chest.
No, I see hair.
You look pretty sexy, actually. And the scrubs are wearing.
I see a hair poking out of there. It's all right.
Yeah, there you go.
I could give you a gold chain for there.
And,
Wouldn't that be great?
That would cause accidents. People would...
But, Mike, you should wear one of those outlandish Italian horns as you come.
Well, that has to do with something called the maloik.
Yes.
Absolutely. Know. Right. Yeah, oh, okay.
Wait, the maloika?
Yes.
The maloik.
Is it like this?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a curse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever given the maloika curse in your life?
No, I just do rectal
exams.
I have
one
ways.
Less finger.
Yeah. I have ways to get back to people.
Yeah. I think I might.
I use less KY. It hurts.
Hey, if you've had Dr. Mike in your butt, raise your hand. Yep. There you go. Right here. Oh, right down there. We got a couple in the audience.
A couple of my
well.
Patients.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
I remember you. See? That's good.
Here, bend over.
How many times was it for medical reasons?
Dr. Mike is big on the rectal exam. On occasion, he's brought a colonoscopy tool with you here.
Right.
Is that a colonoscope? Is that what they call it? Or
colonoscope.
Colonoscope.
Very important.
Yep.
We make a lot of fun about things like that, but it's very important.
Yes. Yeah.
You got to check for colon cancer, and Steve, living proof.
Hey, saved my life.
Prostate cancer, gone.
Yep.
Dr. Mike saved my life. It's true.
Actually, your wife saved your life.
She did. Yes.
That's who said.
Yeah, that's another one, though. You know, prostate cancer is easily preventable. All you need to do is go in and get that checked. You know, it's one of those cancers that is, quote unquote, a good cancer that's very treatable. And so it does not take much to prevent these types of deaths. And Steve is living proof of that.
Well, Mike, you've always made a point. There is so much to be encouraged about what can be done these days. You just have to get out ahead of it. And, you know, just be proactive and you can enjoy your full life, right?
Well, we're on the crest of a wave, folks, that allows us to treat cancers like we never could before. And so in what I do in primary care is try to find things early, because if we find it early, then we can deal with it. So in my humble opinion, you get your PSA if you're a guy, you get your mammogram, and the big thing now are density of breasts. And again, it's something you can talk about in a light way, but it's very important. So if you're a woman and you have a mammogram and it shows that you have dense breasts, either extremely dense or what we call heterogeneously dense, then many people recommend doing an MRI. And I've had about three women who had breast cancer that had a negative mammogram.
And you caught it?
I caught it. Caught it, man. Caught it.
That's great.
So what is the value of a life? Priceless.
Priceless.
Right?
Yep. Speaking of which, I heard that you emptied out your 401k to make a donation today. Is that?
I did. Yeah. I can't compete with the, what was it, 25,000?
You know what? The fact that you keep us going and allow us to be down here. By the way, you're the genius that recommended I do Neil Med, the nasal rinse.
Yeah.
Here we are on Friday. I have most of my voice, and that's all because of you, Dr. Mike.
All right, Dr. Mike, give me your check.
Okay.
Come on, reach. I can't stand up over here.
Feel the burn.
Hey, Dr. Mike donated $750 to the money for us this morning. Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thank you.
Honored.
All right, I'm not letting you get out of here without playing a quick game, okay?
Yes.
Right. So, Dr. Mike.
We have our own colonoscope.
One time we did a game with Dr. Mike, and we tried the pyramid game, and we had Dr. Mike deliver the clues. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Okay.
We learned the hard way.
But I think that he can be better on the other end.
I agree.
So I'm going to deliver the clues to you. You have to guess the words I'm trying to come up with. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I think you'll kill it on this.
All right.
So you get to pick from the categories that I have here. All right.
Okay.
And then
we'll
find out what that is. So the categories are as follows. That's a big bush you have. I love oral. Huge Johnson's.
Oh.
Did you try blowing, or he can bang all night? Which one do you like?
He can bang all night.
He can bang all night. All right, he can bang all night. These are things associated with drummers.
Okay.
All right, things that are associated with drummers. And Mike's a musician.
He is.
So he should know his way around. All right, you ready to play? Casey, give me 30 seconds on the clock. And when you're ready, I'll go.
I have to hit here.
Tell me.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Rerouting to sub.
I got this.
LB.
Okay, we're good.
All right, here we go. On your mark, get set, and go. These are the things that drummers use to hit the drums with.
Sticks.
That is correct. This is an instrument. It's a Latin instrument. It goes ding, 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 like that. It's sometimes animals will wear it around their neck.
Cowbell.
That is correct. These are the things you crash together.
Oh, cymbals.
Yes. This is the rhythm that drummers create. The
rhythm method.
No, it's...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, what?
I can feel the...
I can syncopate.
No. It's the rhythm is also called the... Never mind. We're moving on. All right. When you go live to see a band, you're going to a...
Concert.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait a minute. That counted.
It did.
Give it to him.
It did. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. You got 4 out of 7. The word I was looking for was beat.
Beat.
Yeah, the beat.
I got it.
You did better than you did delivering them.
I thought you were...
Mike, you're a trumpet player.
Yeah.
They still love you. That's a respectable score. You would have won the Corningware.
You want to do one more?
Yeah.
Let's do one more.
All right, one more.
I'm going to pick the category. We're going to try, right. Did you try blowing, okay?
All right.
Okay.
These are things that you blow on to cool off.
Uh-huh.
Things you blow on to cool off. You ready?
All right.
Begin. All right, this is what you drink in the morning.
Coffee.
Yes, that's correct. This you eat with a spoon, and you sometimes have it before a meal.
Soup.
Yes, that's correct. This comes in slices, and you pull it off and you eat it.
Pie.
Try it again. With your hands, you eat it. It's
pizza.
Thank you.
Pizza.
All right, this is when you take a marshmallow and a graham cracker and...
Oh, s'mores.
Yes. All right. This is not coffee, but another drink.
Tea.
English. Yes. This is a breakfast meal. It's served hot.
Oatmeal.
Yes. And this is like coffee, but you have it in the wintertime.
Cocoa.
Yeah!
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 He killed it!
I'm so excited.
He did it.
That makes me so happy.
See, I've been told I blow so many times.
Yes.
That was my category. I should have picked it.
You should have picked that first.
Anyway.
By the way, that pyramid game is part of our Camp Out for Hunger Games, which is sponsored by Thomas and their Thomas's English Muffins and their daily donation. And they have bagels and English muffins, swirl breads, Thomas's baked breads that make a delicious breakfast, snack, or meal. You can visit your local grocery store to pick up your favorite Thomas's products and wake up to what is possible. So there you go. Dr. Mike did it. We're happy. We love you, sir. Oh,
Wait, no. Yesterday, Casey texts me.
Oh, my God.
No, he said, I'm going to read the text to you.
Okay.
All right, because I got confused.
Oh, sure you did.
Can I stop by 7? Yes. Love you, buddy. Do you have a hard out? And I wrote, hard on?
No.
Of course you
And then I wrote, yes, actually I do.
Yes.
This is our doctor.
Why do you ask? No, and then what time? So you're a media personality. I just play a real doctor in real life. I don't know. A hard out? I thought it was a spell check.
Yeah.
It's, hard on.
You put the wrong emphasis on
it. I'm in with the patient. Like, what the hell are you talking
hard
about?
You had a hard on with the patient?
No, you're asking me if I have a hard on.
Listen,
and I said no.
It's fine. Occasionally it happens as a doctor, right?
Oh, no.
So hard out means...
No. Yep. I'm so stressed.
It never happens.
It's gone, baby.
No, hard out means you have to leave at a certain
hard
time.
Hard out. Right.
That's
now
what that
now
means.
I get it.
Yeah. Now you
out.
Get
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Not a hard out, but a hard out.
When do you have to wrap?
That works, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
well, all right.
That's what he would prefer, Casey.
Okay. Yeah,
and then you would probably turn it into a condom joke.
Probably.
Yes.
It's all medical, man.
Oh, when do we have to wrap? Right now,
Right now.
All right,
okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Dr. Mike, we love you.
Love you.
Dr. Mike Seregliano.
Love you.
All right. We're going to take a break, all right? We are going to come back in just a moment. Make sure you come and see us on this last day of the Preston and Steve Camp Out for Hunger, 93.3 WMMR. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve's 25th annual Camp Out for Hunger, supporting Phil Abundance at Xfinity Live inside the Wells Fargo Center complex. Starting Monday, November 7th, they'll be live from inside the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent.
Hey, gang, your support has always been amazing, and we're hoping you can help out again. Plus, we've missed your faces. Come enjoy some Dunkin' coffee, have fun, and say hi.
Donate non-perishable food items at our drive-through drop-off with volunteers equipped by Stoffer Gloves and safety, or make a donation at WMMR.com and at the register of your local Acme Market. Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Made possible by Victory Brewing Company, Campbell's Soup, Cash Cow Vending, Seabox, Custom Shipping Containers, Gilbane Building Company, and Thackray Crane.
93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
So we have several things to get to the course of the morning, and our next guest has a hard on, so we got, hard out.
Oh, my
hard
God.
Out, as Dr. Mike was saying earlier. No, he's getting, so normally it's a little bit later in the program, but he is here now at this time. We actually have some music to bring him on with, right?
Yes, we do.
Casey, you want to hit that? Okay. It's the hair song. He doesn't have hair on his head. It's only on his knuckles. This is our good friend from Subaru of America, Mr. Matt Ritter.
Good morning. How great. How great is it to be here on this 25th anniversary of Camp Out. Let's hear it. Let's go. This is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome. It's back to its full Camp Out-ness. And, of course, what Camp Out would be a Camp Out without Subaru? We'd be dead in the water.
Well, we've been a part of this journey now for 16 of the 25 years, and we are so grateful for you to continue to do this, and we are so grateful also for the businesses, big and small, who have joined in this year really bigger than ever. It has been a wonderful week to listen to what's going on air. And
they've done great.
They've done great, and I'm hearing... When I'm out and about and I hear folks come up to me and they say, wait a minute, are you the one who I hear every once in a while on Preston and Steve for Camp Out for Hunger? Yep. So, like, landscape companies, Mike from A&M Landscaping and his crew, they are involved. They want to help out. So many people who I've not heard from before are jumping in because they know the need is greater than ever. I'm going to give you a stat about that, as a matter of fact. Pre-pandemic, Phil Abundance used to distribute in a year 25 million pounds of food. know what they're going to distribute this year?
How much?
$50
million. Wow, double.
Now, that tells you how great the need is throughout the greater Delaware Valley and how important it is to donate not only during campout, but also all year long.
Yes.
Right? This is a year-long adventure.
It's true because, Matt, we were talking, we had Lori from Phil Abundance to kick everything off. And talking about the fear of becoming too hyperbolic, and it just sounds like you're on a repeat, a needle stuck on a record, and you're saying the same things. This is really a unique and very difficult year. And Lori said, you know, absolutely, without missing a beat, this is the toughest. So of this means so much, and it will continue year-round, as you pointed out.
It has to, because we've got to serve these folks who are food insecure throughout the Delaware Valley, especially, as we know, the kids. Because a lot of times kids, their only meals when they go to school.
Yeah.
They can't go to school hungry because you don't learn anything. And I'll tell you another incredible stat that is a great visualization, even for radio, is the number of families that they serve per week out of Phil Abundance is twice what would fit inside Lincoln Financial Field.
No kidding. Twice. Per week.
Per week.
Wow, that's some perspective.
That's how great this need is throughout this area. So we've got to help out, and we're happy to be a part of this. Great Camp Out for Hunger, especially on your anniversary.
And by the way, that's become a family thing because those of you who listen to MMR have heard Finley Ritter, Matt's daughter, on our promos that would run over and over through the course of the campaign.
Turns out, according to Bill Weston, people rather listen to her than me. So.
You need to bring her down here sometime to this event.
I absolutely love
it. I know that she's in school, so that's going on.
She would love to be down here. We'll make that happen one day. So thank you for that generosity as well.
Absolutely. And we have to thank once again Subaru for being a part of the Casey's Ride Across America.
Yeah.
Because they donated the vehicle for that.
Yeah. That was great.
Yep. It was great. And I got to thank Nick for recommending, because we were going to take a Subaru Outback, which that's the car that I drive, and I love it. But we did add an extra passenger, and Nick was like, maybe we should take a Subaru Ascent. And that was the right call.
Well, you know, it's great, Matt, because we love having our partnership, like our professional relationship with you, but we consider you a friend as well. And every step of the way, we asked for something from Subaru. You just provided it. It was incredible. And two partners this week for us at Camp Out for Hunger, Marriott and Subaru, helped out so much with Casey.
And Duncan.
And Duncan.
A
drive across the country. So thanks again, Matt.
Well, it's our pleasure. And I'll tell you what, it was an honor to be asked. We'd like to be a part of that journey. And as you know, we said at the very tail end, you know what? We're going to donate $1 for every mile driven. And, of course, I'm in sales, so we round up. So you drove around 3,000 miles. We donated $5,000.
That was amazing.
Abundance after that.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
And so
it matters.
You know what? My main co-pilot, Jackie Bam Bam, he's also part of the Subaru family, and he couldn't, like, he just kept going on and on about what a great ride the Ascent was. It was a great ride.
We are still disinfecting it, just so you
know. Rightfully so.
Sensible. And he also pushed it to its RPM limits as well, right?
I was listening one morning.
The lead foot.
I was going 100 miles an hour through Kansas, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Which is fine, right? It's a smooth ride, but Jackie is a wheel jerker.
Yeah,
miles per hour.
Well, listen, one of the reasons we bought two Subarus in my family is for my kids were the safety records. Yes.
Right.
Subarus. That's
when
why
you have
we bought
somebody
them,
like Jackie behind the wheel.
You need a safe vehicle without question.
For sure. Yeah.
All right, so Matt, where are we, and would you like to talk about now?
Well, I got a couple of things first. I want to. This, of course, takes an enormous army of folks at Subaru to make this all possible. So I do want to thank a few people from me. First of all, from Phil Abundance. Of course, Lori Jones, Christine Del Monte, thank you so much for all of you doing your partnership and for serving the greater Delaware Valley. I want to thank from the Philadelphia Zone, the Eastern Region, Rich Yanella, Jason Russo, Shira Haas is here, who's in charge of our foundation, Tyler Antonio. All these folks are doing the heavy lifting. Thank you very much for all you do. Oh, you know what? I'll thank Matt Cowper. I don't know why, but thanks, Matt.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. No, thank
Nobody
you.
Nobody knows why.
Well, because he took a picture naked with a dog, so.
That he did. Right. Right. And I want to remind everybody that Subaru, we try to be more than a car company. We help out in many different ways. And starting November 17th is our 15th Share the Love event. What that means is anyone who buys a new Subaru between November 17th and January 2nd, we, Subaru of America, will donate $250 in your name to one of four national charities that you choose or the Subaru retailer's local charity. And by the way, many Subaru retailers around the Philadelphia, Greater Delaware Valley area, their local charity they choose, Phil Abundance.
Awesome. That's awesome.
Awesome.
And this is our 15th year doing this, and when it's all said and done this year, In total, we will have donated over $250 million with a B dollars to charities around the country and locally right here.
Wow.
$250 million.
That's amazing.
So we do want to be more than a car company, and it's not possible without our terrific loyal customers and new customers that want to come on board. We'd love to have everybody. So shared love event starting November 17th. Really cool.
Hey, so, real quick, Matt, if you don't mind my interrupting, I was backstage, and Matt Kalper was back there as well, and you brought him up. And the reason I'm bringing it up is this made me laugh out loud, and Steve, you'll appreciate it. Matt was telling a loving story about his son.
Yes.
And somebody back there asked, how old is your son? And Matt goes, he's six.
Six.
And I could
six
not,
years old.
I was just by myself laughing my ass up because of you and because Matt's in the tent and because he's such a great guy. And
put your hand up, Matt Kalper. That's him back there. We make fun of him regularly.
Love Matty.
Yep, we love him.
You're a good dude, and we wouldn't be here without you, Matt.
Next time, just say he's 1 year older than five. Just say that.
Yep. All right.
So we're going to donate some food today.
All right. Yeah. Do we need a drum roll? Yes. You want a drum roll or?
Yeah, you know what? Why not? So for the past 4 years, every year we've donated over $500,000 of food for the past four.
Yep.
We want to keep that going. And this year we're going to be donating over 550,000 pounds of food. Let's go!
Yeah! Wow. 550,000 pounds of food.
That's amazing.
So this brings to our total over the last 16 years, right around 6 million pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's an honor to be able to be up here on behalf of Subaru of America. All of our employees, the great Subaru family that we get to work with every single day, it's an honor to be up here representing them because they also pitch into this big time. We had a big Subaru employee tailgater this past week. Everyone comes in, donates money, donates food. The Subaru family is the best in the business, and it is a joy. It's a joy to go in there to work every single day and achieve our goals with them. Well, I love our Subaru family.
You know, we've had people from different dealerships, Subaru dealerships, just dropping by casually, saying hi. The enthusiasm that you have permeates every level of the company, every level of the local retailers. Just really great people. And again, the greatest day of the Campouts' lives and our lives is when Subaru and you joined up with this event. Because think of all the people that have been fed and will be fed because of it.
Well, that's the most important reason why we're all here. And I'll tell you, go visit those local Subaru retailers throughout the Delaware Valley. They live our love promise every single day. It's a place where you're going to feel like you have a home, you feel respected, and you feel loved in every interaction. That's what Subaru is all about. And we love being here, being a part of this. So thank you so very much.
Thank you. We love you. Matt Ritter and Subaru, amazing. Headquartered right here in the Delaware Valley, and give him right back to it. It's incredible the amount. 6 million pounds over the years. 550,000 pounds this year alone.
I did a little quick math, Preston. If my math is correct, that's over the years, 55 tractor trailers worth of food.
Oh, my God.
Just from Subaru.
Just from Subaru alone.
And can you imagine 55 tractor trailers pulling out of this lot? I mean, that's what they've done.
No, yeah. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's exactly what it is.
And you know, he said that Subaru is more than just a car company, and that's true because my power washer is a Subaru.
Is it really? Yeah. How about that? Yeah. And they make power washers,
too. I
think
you owe Matt Ritter a big French kiss.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you, Matt, and everybody. And listen, don't let that deter you, those gigantic numbers from the 5, 10, 15, whatever pounds you can donate. Every single bit of that helps, and every pound will feed people, and that's all there is to it, and that's what this whole event is about. It's what it's been about since the beginning.
It's critical.
All right, so we have another little thing. We have a little bit of time to play with, so we want to try one more thing, and we have a friend that we are going to bring out onto the stage right now. Ladies and gentlemen, your favorite vampire, Jackie Bam Bam, is here with us this morning. Here he comes. Yeah.
Oh.
Wearing, of course, a mummer's hat.
Keep going.
Yeah. Casey wants you to keep dancing.
Good morning, my sleeping beauties.
Good morning, sir. All right.
And my furry little sidekicks. Yeah. Good morning.
All right, Jackie. I love it. Your hat you're wearing, was that from the most recent Mummers Parade?
No, I have a whole basement full. And Preston, my girlfriend's listening. She'll be like, see, he tells you to get rid of them, too. You're a damn hoarder.
It's
awesome. The Mummers Museum.
I have been in your basement. I brought my kids down there. It's like being like on a movie set, like costume department.
Oh, yeah,
it's
no
insane.
Doubt. Yeah, absolutely. I see that.
Nice.
I have more Mummers suits than probably you have Marvel comic dolls. Did I say that right?
Sort of.
Right.
Marvel comic dolls.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit scared here.
Yeah, so Jackie doesn't know why he's here, what we're going to do with him. I can't stop looking at his junk. I can't. I just...
Oh, I wasn't looking at it. I thought you were going to say the hat. I almost agreed with you.
I made the mistake, and I looked down. Jackie doesn't wear underwear. And he wears the world's tightest pants.
Casey, what are you looking at? We slept in the same hotel bed.
I've seen it in all its glory.
Yeah. All right, anyway, Jackie, we're going to have you remove the mummer's hat, all right, because we're going to have to put headphones on you for this game we're going to play, all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know what I'm doing, gang. I get a text from Casey Boy 2 weeks ago. He says, wear a mummer's hat. Wear your dancing shoes.
You can't get that hat off, can you?
All right. Take my hat off?
Yeah.
The hat can come off, but the dancing shoes have to stay on because that's what we're going to be using for this game we're going to play. And we're going to get some contestants out in the audience to help out. So, Jackie, as you saw when he came up on stage, he's got some moves. The guy can move.
Absolutely.
Can you do me a favor? Can you do your one foot in front of the other a little routine that you do?
The Christmas since it's the season of giving food.
Yeah, this is Jackie.
One foot. In front of the other.
Yes,
soon you'll be walking out the... Enough.
Jackie does these dances, and we love it. And so we thought we would put that to good use this morning.
Yeah.
And essentially, what we're going to do, Jackie, is we're going to put some headphones on, okay? We are going to play... Not those. Hold on. We'll get you in a second. We're going to play a song that only you can hear, okay? The audience can't hear it. We're going to get contestants in the audience. You are going to dance whatever appropriate dance needs to be danced to that song, and the audience has to guess what song you're dancing to, okay?
So, guys, if I get it wrong, that means you're going to donate a case of food for all the wrong ones, right? Okay, good.
All right. I think you struck a rock solid deal.
Actually, if they get it right, we have a prize for them, I believe.
Yes, we do.
Where's Marissa? Marissa, where are you? I'm looking in the crowd. Okay, she's down here. Marissa is going to get some contestants. We'll just grab random people out of the audience that want to play. So Casey is giving Jackie these dedicated Bluetooth headphones, and he is going to play a song. And when the song starts, Jackie, go out there to the middle stage. Grab your microphone. Grab your mic. Microphone there, buddy, because we do want to hear from you as well.
Yeah, so the you're wearing these jobbers, Steve. You and I have been wearing
awesome.
Jobbers. You have hear through on them, so you can hear us still, right? You can put them over both of your ears.
Can't hear you if I put them on my ears.
Yes, you can. I put the hear through on it so you can hear it.
Yeah.
So you can still hear us. You can hear the crowd. Crowd, can you guys make some noise? All right, and I want to make sure that you can actually hear music that I'm playing. So I'm going to play a song. You don't have that. You can tell me what this is.
Just make sure you can hear it.
Do you know what song that is?
What song is that, Jackie?
There's nothing coming through.
Okay, there's nothing coming through, Casey. It
should be. No.
Are you too far away from him?
Oh, here, try it now.
All right, how about now? Okay, he's
okay.
He's thinking hard. Do you hear anything?
I do.
Okay, that's all we need to know.
Okay, good. It's Eminence Front by The Who.
Am I allowed to say what that is?
Yes.
That's The Who.
Okay. Yeah,
it was just a test.
We were just testing to make sure that the headphones worked.
In Jackie's deference, all of his blood is in his genitals, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a
Steve,
sissy.
I didn't hear that. I have headphones on, Steve.
All right, let's get a contestant. And Jackie, next time Casey plays a song, you just do the dance that is appropriate to that song.
Okay.
The song that's going to be playing has a very specific dance, okay?
I have Eagles cheerleaders choreographing my mummer's gig, and you want me to just come out with a dance?
Yeah. No. You're that good.
All right, I'll do my best.
Now, Bam Bam. Bam Bam, listen, don't say what the name of the song is, just dance it.
Like when you and me were in the car and I did it ass backwards.
Yes.
Right, okay. So Jackie, dance the dance that's appropriate to that song.
Okay.
All right. Okay, Marissa, who do we have in the audience, first of all?
Am I on?
Yep.
We have Rich. Hey, Rich, how are you?
Very good.
All right, Rich, you ready to try this out?
Sure am.
All right, we're going to play a song for Jackie. He's going to dance. You name the song that he's dancing to, and you win a prize. All right, Case, ready?
Yep,
here we go. Face crowd, Jackie. Here's your first song. Let me know when it's playing, Casey. Now, we won't hear anything.
Yeah.
He'll just start moving as soon as he sees the music. I'll do my best to describe to our listening audience what Jackie is doing.
Oh, my God.
Bam. What's the matter?
Well, he keeps touching the headphones. I feel like he turned them
off. Don't touch.
Bam, bam. Take your hand
don't
off of the headphones. Thank you, because it reacts to that.
The control.
Stop touching the headphones. I just said not to do it.
It's like a kid. He had to do it one more
Jesus.
Time.
Jesus.
Stop playing with your penis.
All right. Do you hear anything, Jackie?
No.
Jesus. Dear God Almighty.
I hear it.
It's killing you.
Romano, I could have danced all night. I could have spread my
Bam Bam,
wings.
Come over here real quick and hand me the headphones so I can reset them for you.
Come here, Jackie.
You are in trouble, Mr.
Yo, Rodney.
All right, here
I'm
we
really
go.
Curious as to how much of their drive across the country was exactly like this.
I know. I know. Casey's going to reset it here. And
well, you know, Jackie was all amped up on the, what was it, the muchachos?
The muchachos, yes, the Duncan's muchachos.
Green muchachos.
I see Matt Calper in the back. Matt, I need another green muchacha.
All right, is it working
my
now?
Chocolate salty balls, I bought them.
All right, Casey's going to go over. He's going to put the headphones on Jackie's head.
Don't touch them.
Because when you touch them, it makes...
So, gang, let me tell you this story. We're driving in the Subaru, and they stick these earbuds in me, and Casey's freaking out because they wouldn't fit. My nose is big, but they're not fitting in my ears. That's right. Behind-the-scenes stuff.
All right, now we should be able to do this. Okay.
Ready?
What was our... Rich
is still here.
All right, Rich has not left. All right, thank
Rich
you.
Rich is actually going to his retirement party right now.
All right, Casey, hit it. Here we go. Jackie, when you hear the music, dance the appropriate dance. And, Rich, we're going to ask you to identify the dance. Jackie is listening. He's staring. He's looking down at the ground. It's coming together. Okay. Okay. He's dancing. He's shaking his arms. He's spinning around. And what dance do you think he's doing? What is it?
Chicken dance.
Chicken dance is correct. Yes.
Was that right?
Yes.
Right.
Marissa, are we giving him something?
We will.
Remember all right, not all right, to we touch don't, your headphones.
We don't know what that is, but we're going to give him a prize. Hopefully you don't mind mystery prizes. Let's get another random contestant. All right, who do we have here? What is your name?
What's your name?
Tara.
All right, Tara. So you see how this works, right?
Did you see Tara's board?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's a giant awesome. Picture of Casey's licensed photo with googly eyes on it.
Yep.
Shake it around a little bit. Oh, my God. Oh, that is.
Can we have that?
That's brilliant.
Someone had two signs back there, too. Did you guys have signs? Hold up your signs. Quickly, you got to see these, Preston.
Okay. We have, you just made a mess in my mouth, and ready to play Cash Cadaver. Award-winning traffic report from Kathy Romano. All right, here we go. Get ready, Jackie. Here's your next song. Okay. All right. And Tara, pay close attention to what movements he's making and see if you can identify what song he's listening to. He's bobbing his head. He's taking it all in. We should see some movements now. All right, he's stepping to the front of the stage. Now he's getting onto one of the speakers, okay. And he is pointing. Oh, arms are going out. He's up on his shoulders, his hips. He's waggling his chin. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you in the front row. I am so sorry. All right. Tara, what song is he listening to?
The Macarena.
That's correct, yes. I forgot about the hip gyration in that song. Dear God. All right, next song. Marissa, let's get another contestant. And
who wants to play over here?
Anybody. Yeah, we'll grab anybody out of the audience.
Over.
You see how quick and painless this is. All right, what is your name?
Bridget.
All right, Bridget. Ready to play? All right, here we go. Let's get it. Casey, next song for Jackie Bam Bam. Here we go. All right, he's moving to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left.
I'm going
to
make my own up, but I think you know what I'm doing.
I don't
know. Oh, he makes a twirl. Yeah. That's pretty signature move.
Sliding?
Yeah.
Electric slide?
Yes!
It's almost as if he's sliding.
All skate?
In an electric way.
See the all skate?
I'm sorry?
How do you not know that dance? you're a DJ, Bam Bam, and you don't know that dance?
I sit at the table at a wedding, or I'm spinning the wedding. I'm not
He's
the
not
one
dancing.
On the dance.
All right.
Shame okay. on you, Casey.
All right, can we do another one?
Yeah, we got plenty here.
All right, let's go. Who's this here? What's your name?
My name's Mike.
All right, Mike, you ready to play?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, by the way, it's Mike's first camp out ever this morning.
Mike.
I thought I met him earlier.
Welcome, man.
All right.
The other ironic part is that I'd want to do exactly what you guys are doing.
Oh, really?
I'm in college for it, so.
You want awesome. Do you want to be dying on stage?
I mean, sure, I guess.
All right, well,
all right, here we go.
Let's see how you do, Mike. Here's our song. Play it. And Jackie is taking it in. He gave some recognition.
Come on, Philly.
All right, so he's. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Okay. He's waggling his butt around and around, and he said, Philly, keep going. Keep going. Doing it.
The twist?
Yes, that is correct. Yeah. Philadelphia.
He wasn't even born and he got it right.
Philadelphia's own Chubby Checker right there. All right, we'll do one more. Does that sound good?
Yeah, which one do you want me to do here?
Let's
the original case, Hank Boward and the Midnighters. That's why Chubby's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And hopefully
now
he will
be. No one's half the battle.
What the hell are you talking about?
I look at Bill. I'm getting a hand. I'm getting your meeting over there.
Yeah. All right. No, you're good.
Bill Weston's here. That's who he's referring to. All right, let's get another contestant.
It's a fun fact.
I think we have our two youngest contestants. What's your name?
Max.
And?
Lily.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Lily. I remember them from last night.
They're awesome.
They might need help from Mom, though.
Yeah, they're going to need help from Mom.
Okay, Mom's here ready.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Hit it, Casey. All right, Jackie, here's your song.
All right.
And he is now thinking about it. Looks like he's got recognition of some music and...
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. Now he says, oh, yeah, there we go. Okay. What do you think the song is that he is listening to by the movements? His arms are going up in bent fashion. What is it?
Talk Like an Egyptian.
Yeah! 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 Jackie's going into the audience. High-fiving the kids.
Oh, my God.
Nice work. Jackie! You did great.
You did great.
Great job. Great job.
Yeah, you're up.
Good job.
Is that it?
Yeah, you did great, man. Nice work.
All right. You ready for a little Steven Tyler? Here we go. Oh,
that's great. Is it Steven Tyler? Is it a seizure? Who can tell?
Jackie.
Hey, gang, seriously, I thought of a lot of things driving here in the middle of the night. You know, your girlfriend, your mom, your boyfriend. Hey, what's for dinner tonight? How's nothing sound? You can't even wrap your head around that, can you, right? What's for dessert? Three selections. Nothing, nothing, and more nothing. You know what? I can't even sleep without my Count Chocula cereal. You know what? We need to feed these people that need food. Try and understand that, and thanks for helping out. Give these guys a round of applause, man.
We love him. Jackie Bam Bam. You're the best, buddy. All right, he's going to grab his bummer's hat. He's going to make his way off the stage. We're playing his theme song for him.
He's great.
And he is out of here. Jackie Bam Bam, our own vampire from WMMR. That was fantastic.
He did a great job.
He did an excellent job.
He looks like a praying mantis. I love it.
He does. All right, listen, we got a couple of things to get to in a little while. We have some more guests that are stopping by this morning, so we will have to take a break right about now. So I'm going to strike up the band. Drop Dead Sexy is our house band this morning. We'll come back with the B-File, and Froggy's going to play. Make sure you come see us if you can this morning, because we're done at about 11 a.m. It's the Camp Out for Hunger on 93.3 WMMR.
Stream WMMR anywhere you have an internet connection. Listen on our mobile app or go to WMMR.com. It's kind of self-explanatory after that.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
While Kathy is giving us a traffic report, Nick McElwain is going to try to stuff an entire Dunkin' Donuts donut into his mouth and finish it before she finishes the traffic report.
We need to get a whole donut, though, Nick. There's already a bite out of it.
There's already a bite out of it, cheater. Oh.
Yeah. Here's...
Who took this bite?
Here's what's amazing is he just leaned over to me and told me he was going to do this during the traffic report. I've been holding my phone on record all morning waiting for him to realize that I took a bite of his donut.
Are you serious? You
I
did
swear
that?
To God. I took a video of myself biting his donut.
He's making this claim. I'm like, that's not a whole donut.
Steve, I'm so glad you pointed it out, because I thought he was going to shove it in his mouth and not even notice.
No. We'll
give him a pass.
Here we go.
Now we'll give him a pass.
It's an itty bitty bite.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's a Kathy-sized bite.
I know.
Now we're all going to see a Nick-sized bite.
All right.
Do a dozen, and then we'll talk.
Kathy, what's up in traffic this morning?
All right,
here we go.
If I can get through it.
And don't break eye contact with her the entire time, Nick. Okay.
All right, we need to thank a few people. Bimbo Bakeries, Philly Photo and Film, Equipment Trucking and Warehousing, United Rentals Power and HVAC, Keys Towing, and Indre Recording and Production. On the Northeast Extension, northbound at Quakertown, there's an accident that's blocking the left lane. Schuylkill Expressway eastbound is slowing from Montgomery to Spring Garden, westbound from City to Belmont, and then again at Conshohocken. 95 southbound slows Cottman through to Bridge, and then if you're headed over from New Jersey, 55 northbound slowing from Depp
Deptford to the 42 freeway. This traffic report is brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Prime members save on 365 by Whole Foods Market. Organic frozen whole turkey for just $2.49 per pound through December 31st. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Dick, did you finish? He didn't finish.
Oh,
Kathy beat him.
Oh,
damn it.
Damn it.
I thought he was
God.
Damn.
What was that?
So close.
I thought you were telling me to wrap it up. I thought
I made it go longer.
Oh.
Yeah. You did the wrong signal.
You have to
stretch it out. Yes.
Man. All right. You know what? Next break, do it with a piece of Lorenzo's pizza.
Yes. That's right. Uh oh. Well, does anyone know the Heimlich?
You don't know.
Yeah, our friends from Lorenzo's. Giuseppe came by, and there's Lorenzo's pizza in the back.
Wow.
And is that for people stopping by today? I do not know that.
I think so. I saw
down
them
on one of these pieces.
I saw them walking in with slices of pizza.
All right, I know, but they went to the back. So I didn't know if that's for our audience or not. But I'll find out in a little bit.
Either you'll be very happy or you won't care. It's awesome.
Staff, volunteers, and donors. Breakfast by Lorenzo and Sons. Family-owned and operated since 1972. Locations in Westchester in the Wells Fargo Center, Xfinity Live and Live Casino and Hotel. And you can visit lorenzoswestchester.com for more information. So thank you, Giuseppe, for bringing that by. We are going to do the bizarre file in a moment. Do we have a donation or are we doing this over here? I do not know.
Oh, you know what? I got a little bit distracted.
Distracted?
I did.
With Nikki and the dog.
All right, yeah. We'll do that at the end.
Okay.
All right, we'll do our donation at the end because, ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time last year. These three guys are three of our favorite people who are here this morning, and they're going to play our Friday theme live for you. This is Froggy, everybody. We have Morgan and Brooke and Fiona, and we'll say hi to you guys first. How you doing, Morgan? Can you hear me? The microphone. There you go. Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
We're wonderful. Nice to have you guys back again.
Yeah, we're happy to be back.
And we're not only going to get our Friday song, but they're going to play another original.
Excellent.
As well, which is wonderful. And you guys been playing a lot of gigs lately?
We've taken a little break because Brooke's going to school, I'm working, Fiona's working, but we're slowly getting back into it.
All right.
By the way, if you guys check out Clerks 3, Froggy's in the soundtrack, and it's awesome. Guys, that had to be so cool.
Yeah, what did you think about that? Brooke, what did you think about the song, being in it?
Well, when I saw it in the theaters, my mom stood up in the middle of the movie and went, "That's my kid!" And then said, "Sorry," and sat down. So it was pretty incredible. Like, I got chills the whole time.
No, you deserve it. It fits perfectly in the movie. It's great.
And by the way, Brooke is wearing a WMMR kids shirt. I've never seen that before. Did you create that?
I found this at some random thrift store on South Street.
Oh, stop it.
And it was really overpriced. No offense to the thrift store. It was $28, but I had to have it.
Oh, that is the absolute best. All right, so you guys ready to do our Friday anthem? All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday. Let's hear it from Froggy. Here we go. I smile every time we play that on Fridays. It makes me happy. So, and that was debuted here live.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Last year at Camp Out for Hunger, and we have two versions. They did a recorded version of it. They do the live version of it. And now we have another live version of it, which is pretty awesome. You guys put out a new album or EP or something not that long ago. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was an album. I forget what. Oh wow!
You forget what it's called?
Oh, it's called Harmburger.
Harmburger. That's it. How many songs on it?
Well, however, it's like seven. So you need like 7 to 10 songs to be an album. So I think it's like 7 or 8 because we made sure we made the cut.
You made the cut for a full album.
Fiona, do you know definitively? That microphone, I don't know if it works or not. Try it. No. I don't know. She doesn't know either.
Well,
all right.
You know, they're punk style songs, so they're shorter. It could, you know.
Exactly. All right. So you're going to play one more song. Is that from Hamburger or? Okay. What song is this?
This is Jimmy's song.
Jimmy's song. All right. One more song from Froggy whenever you guys are ready. If people want to find out about Froggy and what you guys are doing, how do they go about that, Morgan or Brooke? Either one of you answer. Go right ahead.
Well, we are on all social media, I think, at Froggy the Band. We're also on all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
Bandcamp if you want to give us money, but you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to, but it'd be nice.
Yeah. All right, Froggy the Band, do a search. We love you guys. Thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah.
Fiona and Brooke and Morgan and Froggy. On MMR.
So good.
They're so much fun. They're awesome. I love it. It's just the best to have them here. Hey, before we go into the Bizarre File, real quick, Nick got word from a friend of the show. You guys made, did you tell anybody
yes,
else besides
yeah.
him?
Told Steve, yeah.
It's
okay. awesome.
Yeah, this is pretty great.
He's going to provide more donuts for Nick to swallow.
Oh, that's excellent. So a friend of ours who is an amazing director and a native son of Philadelphia, Mr. Adam McKay, got in touch with Nick, and he wants to donate $10,000 to Camp Out for Hunger. Adam's the best. He's amazing.
He's the man who created Step Brothers.
Yep.
What else do you need
what
to know?
Do you need to,
what
exactly.
do you need to know?
You know, Don't Look Up was one of his yes. most recent projects. He's done so many great films, and he loves, loves, loves his hometown.
Yeah, he said apologies. He wanted to come on this week, and the scheduling just did not line up properly, but he wanted to contribute. He's done so many years in a row, and we just really appreciate his generosity.
Wow. Absolutely. John Stamos is very, very happy, too. All right, now we need to do the Bizarre File. Ryan, do you mind, please?
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, this morning, It is brought to you by Campbell's Chunky Sacks Hunger, proud sponsor of Camp Out for Hunger. You can team up with Chunky in this year's Soup Squad to help sack hunger in our community. All right, a woman from Australia recently shared on TikTok that she was caught at airport security with her boyfriend's ashes concealed in a sex toy. 23-year-old Sarah Button says that the toy was a butt plug from her late boyfriend.
Whoa!
And that she was carrying it in a bag when going through security at United Arab Emirates, allegedly causing issues with the staff. She said of the sex toy, the intention was initially a joke because he spent so much time in there and it was his favorite place.
That's what you tell. Bury me where I love the most, right?
She didn't receive it as a gift until after his death when it was given to her at his funeral. She said, honestly, it's the funniest thing he's ever done. I'll spend my whole life laughing about it, which really beats crying. She added that she's taken her former partner's ashes on big adventures around the globe ever since. So I assume he probably knew that he was going to pass and
it
he
sounds
was sick
that way, yeah.
And that he had that done as a last request.
I think that's a very loving thing, but that would also work for someone you didn't like.
That too.
Yeah.
Here.
You're going to live out your mortal remains in my butt.
Yep. A senior executive of a designated crime syndicate based in Japan and four other men were taken into custody for allegedly making bizarre threats using pig heads to a mediator of the group's internal conflict. This is a Yakuza group, okay?
Oh, the Yakuza, yeah.
Yeah, so police arrested 60-year-old Junichi Kimura from Osaka's Azumagumi Gang. Huh. That's the name of them. They are the Azumagumi.
It sounds like a candy.
And four other men. And they were taken in on suspicion of charges, including intimidation, destruction of property. Police have not disclosed where the suspects, whether they are denying the charges or not. Police claim that between June 13th and 14th, the accused left pig heads.
Man.
That were covered in a red liquid and had knives inserted into their eyeballs on two vehicles owned by the 70-year-old mediator.
Is it possible that was meant in goodwill?
Maybe they're misinterpreting
it. Welcome.
One vehicle's windshield was also smashed. So according to the police, trouble within the Azumagumi began in February of this year when a senior leader left the group. The victim was reportedly involved in mediation.
How do you stay angry when your name is that?
Yeah, Azumagumi?
Everyone's going to smile. Yeah. Let's call it off.
So, Azumagumi Bears?
Yeah.
By the way, is it ridiculously hot in here?
Dude, it's foggy in here.
Okay, all right. I thought...
Steve,
I'm sweating my ass off.
Steve asked me if there was smoke in here. Is there smoke in the tent?
I think it's steam.
It is.
It's haze.
All right.
It's haze.
One more story. We're doing a quick bizarre file. A rumor began circulating on TikTok this summer that Brigham Young University, with its majority Mormon student population, have recently suffered from an outbreak of pubic lice.
Whoa!
Except the students weren't...
Oh, my God.
They weren't getting the itchy little crabs on their crotches because they obviously are not having sex outside of marriage.
Oh, my balls!
They were in the students' armpit hairs.
Ah.
Because sometimes you still get horny, especially in college, so...
I've never done armpit humping.
Well, that's what they're saying that these people were doing.
You gotta try it, bro.
and they were using deodorant as lube.
Wow.
Rolling Stone looked into this uniquely kinky rumor, along with some other supposed Mormon college sex alternatives.
This is my son, Gorp. He's an armpit baby.
While they couldn't find any proof of this particular armpit pubic lice outbreak.
Jeez.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen or that it's beyond the realm of possibility. The armpit rumor was from a TikTok video that circulated in July from an ex-Mormon couple, Jordan and McKay, who posted about the crab outbreak in July, dancing together and trying to smush their armpits into one another's.
No, I don't like that.
So I don't know if it's true or not, but catching crabs in one's armpit isn't impossible. According to Dr. Sue Milestein, a human sexuality educator, she said it's totally within the realm of possibility to spread crabs that way.
Wherever there's hair, right?
No, not wherever there's hair. So she said crabs like to live in all the hair except the hair on your head.
Ah.
The lice can appear in your chest hair, mustaches, eyebrows, and armpit hair.
Butt hair?
Now that, probably.
Probably, yeah.
It's also possible for crabs to wind up in an armpit without direct genitalia to pit contact. So
maybe
the armpit sex thing is a rumor, but apparently they're getting crabs in their armpit.
I don't think I would dig that.
No. My friend Danny had it that way one
time. Like a really bad case, right?
I remember him sitting, and that's a bizarre file, by the way. I remember we were playing a gig, and he's sitting in a gravel parking lot with his arm up like this, picking nits out of his armpit.
Oh, my.
Ew.
We call those the good old days, folks. Yep. All right. By the way, I would like to throw some love this hour of the... Well, hang on. Oh, wait. I want to mention...
What happened?
I got to mention something else. There's a couple of things. Yeah, the daily donation. Can I mention that, Casey?
Yeah.
Our friends at Bimbo Bakeries broadcast the tent sponsorship, and it includes... Well, they do the... Never mind. A donation each day from one of their brands, and today it's 500 loaves of whole wheat Stroman. Stroman, Philly's favorite bread since 1927. So they can give fresh food deliveries directly to Phil Abundance.
And they have been.
As opposed to the non-perishables, which we collect here. So we thank them very much for that. And we also thank this hour sponsor from our tech, because we have rotating sponsors throughout this. Our friends at Pepsi, the official soft drink of the President Steve Camp Out for Hunger, because they serve up, we've got a freezer, or not a freezer, but a refrigerator back here.
It's been a lifesaver.
With Pepsi and Pepsi products for our volunteers and our staff members, and they've been great. And speaking of Pepsi, and we have some music to bring them on,
we
right?
We do. Ryan's all got right. it.
Ryan, play it, please. Pepsi Man. Did that say Pepsi now?
Pepsi Man.
Oh, Pepsi Man. I was not aware of that. All right. We would like to welcome from Pepsi, she's a sales management associate from PepsiCo, Caitlin Duffy is here this morning.
Hi.
How are you, Caitlin?
I'm good. How are you? I love that song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Casey, where'd you find that? Just stumble across it?
Yeah, I found it on iTunes. I'll give you the artist.
It's Drake, right?
Pepsi Man.
It is not Drake.
Well, thank you for helping sponsor everything, Caitlin. We do appreciate all the support from Pepsi.
Thank you. Yeah, Pepsi is super excited to be involved with Phil Abundance and Camp Out for Hunger. We just couldn't pass up the opportunity to give back to the community that we serve every day. So thank you.
No, you guys are great. And providing that soda, providing the drinks and everything, to see the workers coming in as they're doing all the stuff outside and you know, doing all the grunt work and being able to avail themselves of it is so awesome. So thank you.
Absolutely.
It is the best. And with that, you would like to state your donation to us here in the tent, right?
Yes.
All right. What do we have?
15,000 pounds.
Pounds of food going to Phil Abundance and Camp Out for Hunger. Phenomenal. Thank you so much for all of that. Anything you'd like to mention about Pepsi while you have the microphone?
Just thank you all for your support. And yeah, go Phil Abundance. Woo!
That's it.
Nice and clean. Thank you, Caitlin.
Thank
You're the
you.
Best.
Thank you.
By the way, it's the Runway 4 is the name of the band that that does Pepsi Man.
Okay. That does Pepsi Man.
All right.
So I think we're going to take a break now.
Yes, sir.
All right. We are able to do that. And our friends Drop Dead Sexy are back on stage again to be our house band. We'll come back with more at Camp Out for Hunger on 93.3 WMMR.
Preston and Steve's 25th annual Camp Out for Hunger, supporting Phil Abundance at Xfinity Live inside the Wells Fargo Center complex. Starting Monday, November 7th, they'll be live from inside the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent.
Hey, gang, your support has always been amazing, and we're hoping you can help out again. Plus, we've missed your faces. Come enjoy some Dunkin' Coffee, have fun, and say hi.
Donate non-perishable food items at our drive-thru drop-off with volunteers fueled by Pepsi. Or make a donation at WMMR.com and at the register of your local Acme Market. Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Made possible by Coors Light and Ariglio Beverage. The Keystone Mountain Lakes Regional Council of Carpenters, Local 158. Local 8 Stagehands. United Rentals Reliable On-Site Solutions. TRG Mid-Atlantic and the General Building Contractors Association.
93.3 WMMR. Putting Philly first.
Award-winning traffic report.
There's a sign being held up that says simply award-winning traffic report.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Hey, we'd like to do something. Marissa, can we do this real quick? So we've had two seats right down front here that have been covered up with a covering for the past few days, and we kind of wanted to wait until today and make this our official privileged seats and give them to somebody maybe who's been here all week long, every morning, right down front. So we're going to allow our friend Mel to sit in the... In these seats right here. They're cushy. They're comfy. They're the best seats in the house. Mel has been here, like, before we get here, every morning. So So we're going to give her that seat right there.
So we're going to let her move down five seats. She's in front row every day.
Yeah.
Now she's a little bit closer.
Yeah, she's even closer and more comfy. And Mel, you can give someone else that other seat next to you if you want to. I mean, there's some other people that have been here every day.
Yeah.
Go over and get them. Oh, sexy Chewbacca.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
Yeah, sexy Chewbacca was in. Did he do our belly flop contest?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's lost 100 plus pounds.
Oh, my God.
And he did it all this week.
No. All this week. It's amazing.
Tapeworms.
We might have given it to the Philly sports fanatic who's been here every morning, but he missed on Monday. He was in Houston, though, so I got it. It's all good, but love goes to you, too, sir. Thank you for being here. All right, speaking of love, we are very happy to have our next guest on board who's going to make a donation, and we love the fact that we have this connection to our partners right next door, which, by the way, you can find Lorenzo's Pizzas, who's giving breakfast for us this morning.
Yeah.
They are there as well. We would like to welcome from Xfinity Live, we have music. Yes, Xfinity Live. Please welcome Justin DeSalvo.
How's it going, guys?
Nice to see you again, Justin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Casey and I recently played a round of golf with Justin at a charity event. It was Michael Markhan's event, wasn't it?
It was, yep.
We had a great time. He's a good man, and we love our partnership with Xfinity Live.
Absolutely, and we're ecstatic to be partners with you, and this event's great. Happy to have you back every year. And
thanks for helping out with our food trucks and fireworks event.
Yes.
Because we clearly used the Xfinity property while we were over there, and they had bonfires set up outside. We used the stage. The bar was open. And
also, Preston, the large screen out here, the projection setup that was running movies all day, they brought that down as well.
So. Oh, you guys brought that?
Yeah, that's Xfinity.
Awesome. I love it.
Anything we can do to help.
Yeah, man. You guys do tons, so we appreciate the partnership.
Absolutely.
Anything you want to mention about Xfinity Live? I mean, you guys have been so busy with the World Series. I mean, the lines to get into that place were ridiculous. But there's got to be some other things on the way that you might want to highlight.
Yeah, you know, really, the World Series was special. We're thankful for the guests, our staff. Everyone did a tremendous job. It was a wild ride. Kind of sad to have it end, but... Yeah. Looking to finish the year strong. We got hockey ramping up, basketball ramping up, football, something special possibly going on there. Our biggest event coming up is going to be New Year's Eve at the end of the year. But
it's always huge, right?
Yeah, always.
Hey, so season ticket holder for the Eagles. I'm here for game days on Sundays. But there's always a huge line to get in here. What is your recommendation? Do you need to get here early? And what time do you guys open up on game days? And, you know, what time do you recommend people to get here if they want to get inside Xfinity Live?
Yeah, absolutely. Early's the key. Yeah. Early's 100%
the key. How early is early?
On those big matchups, if you want to be in the building, at least 90 minutes to 2 hours prior.
Okay.
Right, 2 hours prior?
That's actually not that bad.
That's really not that bad. But I'm telling you, I was here for the Jags game where it was a torrential downpour. And people were waiting, and, I'm like, everybody wants to get in there. It sucks outside right now, But you guys have an amazing thing going on inside, to watch any sort of sporting event. And it was cool, during the World Series, they kept cutting to Xfinity Live.
That was
tremendous.
Yeah, it was badass. All right, and you guys have a donation today, right, Justin?
We do. We'd like to donate $10,000 to Phil Abundance. So we thought we'd go a little more this year. 10 years down here, $10,000. Made a lot of sense for us, but happy to be a part of it, happy to donate. Looking forward to many more years of this with you guys.
We are too. Thank you, Justin. Absolutely. We appreciate that. $10,000 from Xfinity Live.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Justin DeSalvo. Love it. A couple things I want to mention real quick and some thank yous. By the way, it's Veterans Day today.
Yes.
And so we're going to highlight a few of the military donations. We had one in the parking lot just a while ago. The Temple ROTC marched down from Temple University. They filled their rucksacks, and they bring down 400 pounds of food in that thing. So they're physically carrying it.
I love that. It's so cool.
All the way from Temple.
I love watching other people do that.
And then... a donation came in yesterday from the 56th Striker Brigade Combat Team of the PA National Guard, and they brought in 569 pounds yesterday, which was awesome. And another military donation that Casey's got the info on.
Yeah, so a gentleman named John Lombardi wanted to come down here because it's Veterans Day. So today was the day that he wanted to make his donation because he's with Greencastle Consulting. And they are a 100% veteran-operated organization. So thank you so much to John Lombardi and his wife as well for coming down here and dropping off today especially.
And a round of applause for all veterans, please, if you will, on Veterans Day.
One more, Bruce.
One more. Oh, one more.
Yeah. So this is a text that came in. It says, can we get a shout-out to the Irreverent Warriors? They're the group in the back. And apparently, they're all wearing short shorts.
Oh! I met you guys at Rafferty Subaru. Yes.
They are wearing short shorts, and they are all veterans as well. So thank you, guys.
Yeah, so press these guys. They're like a support group for combat veterans who are back in the States who are going through a lot of PTSD. And you guys try and do it through like fun and humor. So what again is it? Irreverent Warriors, Nick?
Yeah, and I would like to see better shots of the short shorts, to be honest.
Yeah, come on up here. Yeah, let's see. Let's see those shorts. Yes. Super tight short shorts that they wear proudly. God bless you guys. Thank you. And representing Delco, too. Yeah, hang on a second. We got a Delco hat. Love it, man.
Excellent, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank
giving
you
Jackie
service.
A run for the money, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, exactly. All right, so there's something we are going to we're going to debut for you guys. Now, this is completely visual, and I know this is not great for radio. I don't care, so don't text me about it. We know that this is for radio. But fortunately, you can see this as we're going to post it immediately on PrestonandSteve.com as we debut this for you. We did this in conjunction with Celebration Fireworks, and I think maybe we roll it and then I'll describe it. I don't want to mess it up by describing it while it's going on. So if you, listening to the radio, can tolerate 30 seconds of not knowing what's going on, we would appreciate it, and then I'll explain it.
You're asking people to not have to listen to us for 30 seconds.
I know.
That's a gift.
It is a gift. With the holidays.
Yeah.
We thought we'd throw you a bone. All right, Marissa and whoever, Kyle, by the way, Kyle produces our latest video production god. Let's roll this video. It's on the big screen here in the tent. Here we go. When we were getting ready for the food trucks and fireworks event, and I wasn't able to make it last year because I got really, really sick, but these guys showed me videos of what Celebration Fireworks did. And one of the things that impressed everyone were these giant fireballs that shoot up from the ground.
Which we thought were mistakes. Like, we were like, did something happen?
Yes, right. They were not.
They create these gigantic smoke rings, this huge, you know, mushroom cloud of explosion. And so it was the night before, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, so I'm sure these guys are going to, you know, have stuff set up where we can test something ahead of time. I'm like, we need to do the classic slow motion walking away from an explosion shot.
That not even turning around, nothing.
Yeah, in almost every action movie, in every Arnold or you know, Sly movie, there's somebody walking away and there's a big explosion happening in the background. So that's what that video was, if you just heard and you didn't know what was going on. So we went out and we tested it. We did a couple of walkthroughs before we did it, and we were when we actually set it off, as we're walking, we're supposed to not react at all while this explosion is happening behind us, and it goes kaboom, and we hear some guy off in the corner goes, holy yes! Just like some passerby had no idea what was going on.
I felt bad for him.
I know, I did too.
This guy's on the edge of a heart attack. But it was so cool. It worked out great. And no one flinched really that much.
No, well, no one? Well, the reason we had sunglasses on was to look cool, but I'm glad we did, because when it went off, like, I blinked like that.
Totally, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You, my eyes, but you can't see it because I was wearing sunglasses.
I can see in the video. No one else would know, but I see myself in the video. We knew exactly when it was going to go off. There was a line in the parking lot, so I inhaled, and the second we got to the line, I exhaled to try to not flinch, and you can, like, see me. I'm like...
So... I heard that.
That was that, yeah. Walking along. I'll tell you what, it was, so we did it a couple times. We did it with the guys.
Yeah.
I got to push the button.
That's right.
So when Celebration Fireworks, they're like, well, we want to do that too. So they, so Kyle filmed them walking in slow motion, and Steve got to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And
I blew that sucker off.
Which, by the way, that that firebomb, it's basically, it's a tube filled with gasoline, and they just light it on fire.
Gasoline and kerosene, right?
No, it was water.
A water.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. Gasoline with a little bit of water. But essentially, it's just they're lighting gas on fire.
Right.
And you get that huge explosion. And they were, like, a huge hit at the food trucks and fireworks.
And event. I never met a group of people that loved their jobs as much as those guys.
Yes! Yeah. Blowing crap up.
There was one guy I was talking to. He's been with them for a little less than a year, and he said... his wife was like, I've never seen you so happy, like, you know, after he started working with those.
Well, the fireworks displays alone, to see that many people having that much fun watching what they do. And again, we've all said, never saw a fireworks display like that for the food trucks and fireworks display Wednesday night. It was amazing.
Absolutely. All right, well, listen, we have a couple of minutes before we're going to do anything else. And it is a Friday. And one of the things we do like to do on Friday is dive into the world of food with the connoisseur. Would you guys like to do that?
You need a bell?
Oh, hang on here. I need my music. Yeah. All right. Oh, yep. Toss it over. Steve lets me borrow his bell for this particular segment. So here we go. Order up. Oh, thank you. All right, first order in. We're going to start with this. Chick-fil-A has announced the peppermint chip milkshake and the chicken tortilla soup with navy and black beans and a white creamy base are coming back to the menu.
And they're coming back.
They are coming
back. I never even knew they existed.
I actually have had the chicken tortilla soup and give it a thumbs up.
Really?
I have, yep. I ordered it a few times.
I'm a creature of habit at Chick-fil-A. I get my usual.
Yeah, what's your usual?
Just the chicken sandwiches and the waffle fries.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a spicy chicken sandwich, waffle fries.
I just do a number one, you know, usually.
You make a pee-pee?
No.
You have to make?
I don't have to make. I don't make a pee-pee.
Mom, drive me to Chick-fil-A. I got to pee.
But I tell you what, their milkshakes are great. They've never had.
They bring all the boys to the yards.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, they have a peach milkshake, which I'm a fan of the peach flavor, and
do
it's
they have
really
other
good.
Flavors as well, or just peach?
Oh yeah. Yeah, they got. In fact, well, I just mentioned they have their the new peppermint chip milkshake returning.
So when I was a kid, we used to go to the, like, if we were going to have a treat to go out to dinner, we would go to Howard Johnson's. I don't know if you remember.
Hojo's.
Yeah, Hojo's, and they had peppermint stick ice cream there.
That's right. When I was a kid,
you know who else had that? Casey was Friendly's.
Oh,
they had, like,
the Fribble.
But they had the peppermint stick ice cream that they would make into a shake as well.
Their shakes were called Fribbles.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what I thought?
And their cheese was Fromunda.
The most useless ice cream flavor was bubblegum ice cream that had bubblegum in it.
Yep, I hated it. Yeah. My best friend at the time loved it.
No,
I thought it sucked. Yeah,
Pepto-Bismol ice cream was the worst.
I did not like bubblegum ice cream.
Do you like chocolate peanut butter ice cream from?
I love it. I'm thinking of Mare Meat Farms, but I opened up the freezer last night and there was a sign on the ice cream that said "Not for you, Preston." Hey, love Kathy Romano. KR.
Is there basic chocolate in there?
I don't know.
So. You can eat around the peanut butter if you want.
They brought us a whole bunch of varieties, including like their version of Moose Tracks. That's mine.
All right. And, I don't like Moose Tracks.
All right, good, because I do.
All right, order up. Next one. There we go.
That's really good.
All right, so Thanksgiving coming up shortly. And this holiday season, Kiva Confections. Cannabis-infused turkey gravy.
Wow.
Puts a Thanksgiving twist on a classic flavor.
Thanksgiving and a seahorse party in one.
With a virally successful debut, it felt only right to bring back the turkey gravy that's sure to elevate the evening.
So let me ask you, will that in fact cause a mood shift, or is it simply is there enough
You'll get baked out of your mind.
Really?
Yes. I've never had the gravy, but edible THC, you have to be very careful with.
If you're serving that multiple dishes.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to carry you out on a gurney.
Well, yes. That's the thing. I mean, I don't know how you parse out your dosage because, like, if you're going to do, like, an edible or something like
right.
that, at least, like, if you're eating something, you know exactly how, like, let's say it's a gummy bear.
Right.
You know how many, like, milligrams of the potent ingredient is in there. But, like, if you're doing gravy, you got to, like, okay. Can you just do, like, one teaspoon? I don't know.
I'm not really sure. It's one of those. I would recommend you start tinkering around with that now.
It was a special evening. Grandma jumped up on the table and pulled her skirt up.
Well, you got that and the tryptophan working at the same time.
Yeah.
She pleasured herself with the corn on the cob.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what was in that turkey, but it was something special.
Oh, my God. Which, by the way, did you notice I'm wearing my Corn Hub shirt today?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Speaking of pleasuring yourself with corn. The limited edition Kiva turkey gravy will be available for purchase at dispensaries across California just started a couple of days ago, and it's only $5. Savory ingredients include turkey stock, salt, onion, and garlic with herbal selection of rosemary, thyme, oregano, and cannabis that's made to dress turkey, mashed potatoes, and more.
Is there a tangible taste when it's in food? Sometimes.
Okay. Chocolate bars, I can tell. And you're obviously a big chocolate fan.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you had like a chocolate bar and it had a little square of it, you'd be able to taste the weed.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like it.
I don't use it myself, but I know people who really seem to like that additional
taste. Well, here's a tip for you, because often those chocolate bars are like Hershey bars with the little nibs. One is plenty. Two, way too much.
Yeah.
Four, coma.
Yeah.
Like Doug Benson, one of the last special that he did, he was popping those things like popcorn.
I don't know how he does it.
By the way, each single serve pack is 10 milligrams of THC, just the right amount to take Thanksgiving with your family to a whole new level.
And now some pumpkin pie. I put cocaine in it.
All right. Order up. All right. We're going to talk about booze now. Cocktail trends come and go, and one that came and is slowly making an exit is the overloaded Bloody Mary.
Overloaded Bloody Mary.
All right, so these are the ones that come with, you know, shrimp and chicken.
Oh,
you know,
no.
when they really put it.
It's like a meal on top.
Yeah, when they put all that stuff on it.
Pig Dog at Maury's Pier.
Yeah, they put bacon and all kinds of stuff.
That's right next to Rat Prick.
It's a little bit more of a novelty thing. But I'm curious if anyone's ever had a Bloody Mary topped with lasagna.
Come on.
This holiday season, Stouffer's wants lasagna fans to take that one step further and literally mix the flavor of a Stouffer's lasagna into the cocktail with the brand's new Stouffer's lasagna-inspired Bloody Mary mix. It's billed as bold and savory mixer.
Any of you? A Bloody Mary is a standard. As a non-drinker.
It's literally the last alcoholic beverage I ever drank in my entire life.
Is it? For many people, you think the preferred drink. It seems like a brunch drink.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Yeah. Or a morning drink. Yeah.
You wouldn't drink it outside of that normally, right?
I mean, some people do. They like them, but typically, you're right though, Steve. Yeah,
okay.
It's more of a lunch, maybe morning. If you're gonna, you know. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
It makes drinking in the morning okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Healthy almost.
Yeah. Kids, start with Bloody Mary.
But Stouffer's lasagna, I mean, Stouffer's is like, you know, it's if you have a bunch of kids over and you need to feed a whole bunch of people, you buy a couple of those frozen lasagnas and you eat them up.
How do you keep it cohesive? How do you keep it?
Well, this is just mix.
Oh.
It's just Bloody Mary mix, but they think that you should top it with a slice of the lasagna on top of it, too. So,
I don't even know, what's the craziest thing you'll put in a Bloody Mary? Like a pickle?
A dead mouse?
Not a dead. Like a pickle, maybe?
What about
I do like pickled stuff in there. Like, one place I went to, I had pickled asparagus, which was fantastic in a Bloody Mary.
Do you know what I hate when I go, if I go to a restaurant and I order tomato juice, they'll give me that tomato mix that they use, right? For Bloody Marys.
Yeah, for Bloody Marys. Yeah. Yep.
Steve, I mean, Preston, you ever have one that was a like a shrimp cocktail on top of a Bloody Mary?
Yeah,
I had that a couple. That's okay.
Yeah,
but one Bloody Mary for me is plenty. More than that, like heartburn is too much.
And they're really filling.
Yeah, they are.
And Bloody Marys are either really good or really bad.
Yes.
Like there's very little in between.
Do they get you? Are they traditionally? Do they fall into the category of deceptive drinks that can get you hammered?
Yeah. Well, I guess Steve, but like really, one is so much that you don't usually need more than that.
It's what you drink after that. That's the starter.
Right.
It's kind of like, you know, like tequila always gets a bad rap because it's like the last thing you drink in the night.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a good idea.
Yeah, when you start with it, then's great.
All right, order up.
All right. I'm really hitting that hard.
Yeah,
that bell is getting grounded to the table.
All right, so a new study published in the journal Addiction says highly processed foods can be addictive and labeling them as such can save American lives. Just like tobacco products contain a warning, similar labels could be used on foods to inform consumers of their addictive quality.
Wouldn't it be wild if they take care of the liverwurst problem before they do fentanyl?
Given the widespread public health costs associated with...
We stopped the threat of deli meat!
With highly processed foods, I would like to see a similar approach occur, according to Ashley Greenhart. The highly processed foods can prompt a dopamine response in the brain, meaning they are mood-altering. And people continue to eat them when they are no longer hungry, even if there are negative health consequences.
I bet you no one sits with her at her table in the cafeteria.
Yeah.
You know that sandwich is going to be habit forming.
Yeah. What all falls under highly processed foods?
I have a list. Do you want a list?
Yeah, please.
All right. It says chocolate and candies, potato chips and pretzels, sauces, dressings and gravies, ice creams and frozen desserts.
Sorry.
Bakery products.
All the best stuff.
Fast foods, restaurants, burgers, things like that.
No.
Frozen entrees like pasta dishes and pizza.
No.
Processed meats like sausage and deli meats.
No. Me, that's actually my food pyramid right there.
So, but it can't be all deli meats, right? I mean, some of those are not processed.
No, they're pretty processed.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. That sucks.
What about the cream and Oreo cookies?
That
is pretty natural.
Yep. All right, we'll do one more. Order up.
You see how we paint sort of a theatrical thing here?
Uh-huh.
You might think we were actually in a restaurant.
All right, let's end with... you want to end with dessert?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that. I think it's appropriate. If you're looking to make homemade cinnamon rolls this holiday season, you can add Cinnabon chocolate frosting to your pantry.
Yeah.
It's going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
You know what? I don't know if I would be completely down with the chocolate frosting.
Well, let me describe.
Aren't they known for the other frosting?
Yes, they are, but they're doing this. So the new...
That looks like man batter.
The new pints feature Cinnabon classic cream cheese with Ghirardelli chocolate sauce.
I'm listening.
The spread is smooth, melty, and totally social media worthy, they say.
Oh, well, that's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, you won me over.
You can purchase
Let me put this ravioli up on Instagram.
At a Cinnabon bakery location. So that's where you can pick that up.
I have gone well out of my way to get Cinnabon. In fact, when I proposed to my wife, I plied my soon-to-be father-in-law with a box of Cinnabons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Smart.
He said, you can do whatever you want to her.
That's that is a great idea. You can use it as currency or to bribe someone. Yep. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for. The connoisseur, yes. Thank you.
Look it. Preston Sasquatch even approves.
Look it. Hey, Sasquatch. How you doing, man? I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to talk to you yet.
You know, Sasquatch's idea of a culinary treat is eating the corn out of his own poop.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's your feral creature, correct? I mean,
yeah, he is. Oh, my God. I love that we're having a conversation with Sasquatch. And, of course, he would be in the front row. He's so tall, you know.
Well,
you think he should be in the back.
But he stays seated because he's respectful of the inferior life forms behind him, right?
That's right. Yeah, he's kind of squatted down. Thank you, Sasquatch. We appreciate that. And we go straight from a mysterious woodland creature to the president of Philabundance, who is here with us this morning.
Yeah.
She was on Monday. We have her back on Friday. This is Mrs. Jones, Lori Jones.
Yeah. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Nice to see you again, Lori.
It's great to see you.
So are you tearing it up on Wednesday evening, having a great time? It was amazing.
I did not do a tequila shot. That is
you
not
did not.
No tequila shot.
Despite what reports might be.
So, yeah, so you had a good time on Wednesday night?
It was so much fun. Food trucks and fireworks, the whole, like, action movie thing. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was great.
Can't wait till next year.
All right, so we've been obviously busy here all week long. We're coming down to the end of it. We have also, besides having this cause, this event, we've been having a good time, too, which is a wonderful thing. And we just thought it would be nice symmetry to have you come in and wrap up the week here and just tell us a little bit about Philabundance in the week and where you're headed to next for the rest of the year.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. This has been an incredible 25th anniversary. The bands, the crowds, the costumes, all the energy, fireworks, food trucks, it's been great. And it is for a good cause. I don't want to bring people down, but every day in our neighborhood, somebody is going to bed hungry. So many children are. But because of what you all are doing, because of what the listeners are doing, we're going to be able to feed so many more people. So we're just so grateful to all of you.
Well, and as has been said a number of times, obviously this is a focused week, but the need goes on all year round. And the need for assistance with you guys. We've had so many people inquire about how they might go down and help. And you guys are always looking for assistance, correct?
We absolutely are. Please visit us at philabundance.org. Our warehouse is right down the street here. We will be sorting and repacking this food that's collected this week for weeks and weeks, possibly months.
Wow.
So please come out and join us right down the street. Come help us pack and sort this food for people.
Thank you so much. And Lori, I have to say, you know, this is our 25th year doing this, our 25th anniversary. And over the years, I mean, this started off, you know, our partnership was with the Philadelphia Food Bank, and they merged with Philabundance. And so we've met with and dealt with a lot of different heads of the organizations, and I have to say that you're the best. Yeah, you are.
She wins. She's Casey approved.
I mean, categorically, you talk to anybody that that has to, you know, work with you, that wants to work with you, that, like, they just say that you're the easiest and that you're, like, the most generous. Because this operation is not easy to put together, and it's not free. And you guys, you help out with all of that, and you guys understand.
And I appreciate that. The reality is I'm in touch with all my predecessors. They, too, have a heart for this work. But this work is about the people we serve and our incredible staff. I don't know if you know. We've had dozens of Philabundance staff here all week.
Yes.
They're the real heroes of this week.
Yeah, they're amazing. And you guys added a new member. We made the announcement earlier this week that Marissa Magnata is on the board.
We did, Marissa. Thank you so much, Marissa. She's so smart and so talented, and she's going to take our work to a new level.
She's great.
We're excited.
She told us how you're going to provide limo service for her, so that's amazing.
We're looking for a sponsor for that now.
Yeah. Ask her about the jarred farts contest we did the one time.
We're going to bring that to the board meeting.
That's what I'm sure. Hey, there's no such thing as a bad idea, right?
So I really just want to say to all of you, thank you so much. I've had so much fun this week. We've had fun. It's tough work. It's emotional work. I know you had Desiree on yesterday.
Yes.
But it's such a good cause. You bring such positive energy to it. So Preston and Steve and Kathy and Nick and Casey and Marissa, you guys rock. We're so grateful to all of you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
And tallies will be coming. Obviously, everything's still in motion.
We'll save all that.
Yeah.
But I did announce a challenge this week. I said if folks gave, we would unlock another $25,000. $40,000 came in, so that makes it $65,000 that the listeners provided individually this week.
That's tremendous.
And I know times are... But in addition to announcing Marissa, on Tuesday when we had Gritty here for the Flyers pep rally, we unveiled our brand new mascot.
Oh, yes.
We had a contest this week to name our brand new mascot, and the tallies are in.
Okay.
The new name of the new Philabundance mascot is... Phil-a-beat.
And Phil-a-beat is here with us.
Next year, Larry the Liver, but yes, Phil-a-beat.
Yeah, okay, Larry the Liver.
Picking all the popular foods.
I love it. Excellent. And we're happy to have Beat here. Phil-a-beat. With us.
Turn the beat around.
You could be that too.
Turn
you love
the
to
beat.
Feel percussion.
Yes.
We got the beat. We've got it all.
It's all nice.
We got it all.
All right. Well, thank you, Lori. And we'll get totals next week, by the way, of Camp Out for Hunger. So we'll have that information. Thank you, Lori Jones, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you. We love you. Thank you.
Mrs. Jones!
Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones! Mrs. Jones!
All right, so I think that we should take another break, right? We're doing that. All right, and we still have more to come. In fact, we're going to enlist the crowd to help us out with something in the next segment.
Yes.
So, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Camp Out for Hunger. We're getting near the end here, folks, so come and see us. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve's 25th annual Camp Out for Hunger, supporting Phil Abundance at Xfinity Live inside the Wells Fargo Center complex. Starting Monday, they'll be live from inside the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent.
Hey, gang, your support has always been amazing, and we're hoping you can help out again.
Plus, we've missed your faces. Come enjoy some Dunkin' coffee, have fun, and say hi.
Donate non-perishable food items at our drive-thru drop-off with volunteers fueled by Pepsi. Or make a donation at WMMR.com and at the register of your local Acme Market. Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Made possible by Event Quip, Phil Abundance, United Rentals, Equipment, Trucking and Warehousing, Republic Services, and UPS Rental, powered by SurePower.
93.3 WMMR, putting Philly first.
We have another donation, and this one is from our friends at Comcast.
Yes.
So, yep. We would like to have two people representing Comcast this morning. We have Gabrielle Mantel and Jennifer Bologna, who are here this morning. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. It's Gabrielle Torres, actually.
Gabrielle Torres. Where the hell why do I keep getting Munson?
Well, I was going off of a text message, so.
Gabrielle Mantel.
My bad, Gabrielle.
We do what we can, Gabrielle. Can you ever forgive us?
Yes.
All right, yes.
That's a good
perfect
forgiveness. And you move on, you make amends.
That's right. Okay, so, you know, with Comcast, we've had this partnership for a long time.
It's been so good.
This event, we rely on not only your services here as well, because, you know, a lot of things that require Comcast assistance as far as our communication goes.
Essential.
Which is kind of important in the radio business.
Just a bit.
And you guys are always there at our beck and call, so we do appreciate that. And then, of course, we had the lead up to all this at the Xfinity stores, where people could come by and they could donate, either dropping off food or they could make a monetary donation through the QR code thing. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that was really great. That was Gabrielle's organization came up with that idea. It was a brand new thing today, this year, a couple new things. We also, our technicians went out and they had cards that explained that we were part of Camp Out and tote bags. So if any customers wanted to send in donations them that day, they could do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, that was new. And then the bins in the stores. So if customers wanted to bring in canned foods, or they could easily scan the QR code. And they did, which is amazing.
Well, you know, you guys have always been sort of, you kind of challenge yourselves every year to up the ante and to and find new and innovative ways to do it and to help us out. But again, as Preston said, at the core, what you guys do naturally and do so well, the communications aspect, staying connected, all of that has been so amazing and so flawless to be able to walk around and you know, just have everything run the way it should run is a godsend. So thank you on both levels.
Yeah, well, that's our Comcast business team, and they hook you up with, you know, the very greatest. And I know we have someone on site with you the entire camp out.
Yeah.
So glad to hear everything's going flawlessly.
Excellent. Well, you guys want to indicate donation totals and things now?
Sure.
Yeah, certainly. But before we mention the nation, I want to shout out to the team that makes this all happen. This is being led by our employee resource group, led by Unidos, represented back here.
Yeah.
But in addition to that, all of our employees stepped up. So whether it's in the retail stores, in the corporate office, in the corporate headquarters, and especially our technical teams and our maintenance teams and installation teams, because they really step up every year, and we have some of them represented here, which is, you know, which is awesome.
Is Ken Sedbury here?
We're dedicating our donation this year to our colleague Joe Stanovich, who, you know, was one of our technicians who passed earlier this year tragically. He was passionate for this event, and so we're dedicating our donation to him. But we want to mention that. But right now, I want to mention that our corporate team is donating $50,000 for Camp Out.
Wow. $50,000.
And on...
What?
You got to get your confetti time. So.
Wow.
But wait. Wait, we have more.
There's more.
Okay, stop the music.
So in addition to that, we were, through the collection for all of our employees, the boxes that we had in all of our stores, the boxes that we put in all of our corporate office, in all of our offices, our corporate office, what our employees donated, what customers donated in food and in the QR codes, which is a great initiative, we are donating 300,000 pounds from Comcast.
Surely shot our confetti.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, that's massive.
Wow.
Thank you.
Sensational.
I'm blown away. I was expecting a sizable donation from you guys, but I had no idea that would include 300,000 pounds of food. That is incredible. You have an amazing team. Congratulations to you guys.
Right? Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate it. We love being part of it. It's amazing what you guys have been doing. And for 25 years, we're proud to have been part of it for 9 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, such a great partnership with your show. And
just keep doing it forever.
That's all. Sounds good.
That's all we ask.
Yeah.
Until we're dragging across the ground. Keep doing it. You guys are fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gabrielle. And thank you, Jen, for being here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Rock.
Love those guys.
That's incredible.
By the way, we're at their location on City Line, the Xfinity store.
Yes.
Very cool.
And by the way, I realize that any time we have a large donation, it sounds like we shoot someone here in the tent. There were these girls over here, and I knew I was going to be hitting the confetti cannon. I have a red button right here.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And when I hit it, it shoots off the confetti, and these girls are standing right by it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
And I know I scared the hell out of them. We have a pirate over there that I nearly terrified to death, too. So we have to find a quieter way to shoot confetti.
I know. And you know what? Yesterday, Dave from White Horse RV was here, and he made a huge donation.
Yes.
And we were down
front. Yes.
He was being interviewed by Pierre. We didn't know Pierre was going to hit the button, so we experienced yesterday what you guys just experienced.
We got a taste of our own medicine, so I apologize for doing that to you guys and you guys over there, but nonetheless, we're excited about a $50,000 and 300,000-pound donation.
Insane. I mean, they've been so committed to increasing every year, and they surpass even their own set goals. It's amazing.
Got this text from Rodney, and Rodney wants to make sure that we thank Adam Hancock and Kevin Waddington, also from Comcast. They've been doing all the work down here, so thanks so much to Adam and Kevin for your work all week.
Yeah, amazing. By the way, if we miss anybody, we'll try to make good on it next week. It's just hard to juggle. You should see back here. It's a ridiculous mess of stuff I have laying around and things I have to mention and people I have to thank, so we do what we can. By the way, so Casey wants to get your assistance in the crowd here today, okay? So Casey was playing this sound effect the other day. We were... I forgot, there was nobody in the tent. It was late in the day, and he started playing this, and it sounded like there were people actually here. Can you hit that for me, Casey? It's this clapping thing, all right? So Casey was like, he has his sound effect that he can use from... All right, you stop thinking.
Stop it!
That he can use from time to time, and he's like, you know what? We have this audience here. We can get some new ones live... by having them participate.
And, you know, things like this sometimes go on to live and get traded around.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's possible you could end up in a movie someday and not even know it.
Well, you'll use this stuff. You have a whole bank of sound effects as well. You have, like, crowd applause and laughter and all that stuff.
All that. And then these are standard trade.
Yeah. So we're going to get some updated ones. And we're going to use you guys to do it. All right, stop laughing. Thank you. All right, so what all do you want? We should try...
Yeah, so Marissa's going to grab some crowd microphones for us.
Okay.
She's going to get out there, and we're just going to ask you guys to participate, but you have to absolutely give it your all, right? Because we want to be able to use this. And so from now until our end of time on radio, if you hear, like, canned laughter or canned crowd applause... It'll be you guys.
Yes.
And you'll be like, that's us. Good practice.
All right.
Not yet.
Hey, no. Save it.
But that
okay?
was good.
That was good.
Good.
It was good.
All right. So we because we need to stop talking in order to get it clean and everything.
I need
okay?
you to stop talking and listen.
Listen. So I'm going to count to three, and we're first going to get. Where are you going, dude? Okay, it's going to pick him up. I mean, it'll be fine. It's going to go to all. We'll switch all our mics this way.
Right.
So, you want to do just regular crowd applause going crazy or polite applause? Let's start with polite applause.
Okay.
Right. As if someone very respected walked up on the stage
okay.
and was showing your respect for them with polite applause.
All right, and you'll see me make a fist. That means stop, okay? I'll count to three, and then you guys clap. So, polite applause in three, two, one.
Yes.
That was
all right.
Great.
Okay.
That was, so good.
That was awesome.
Nick, you stepped on it a little bit. Hold off. I know you're excited.
So excited.
Please hold your excitement.
All right. Now react as if Nick destroyed our original audio file.
Okay. We'll get to that in a moment. All right. Now, not quite going crazy, but robust applause in three, two, one. Very well done.
Yeah,
excellent.
Right.
Casey's all
cool.
excited.
This is cool.
All right, now.
He has applause boner.
Let's have, this one is going crazy as if you saw Kathy's boobs and we find out if they're pink or brown finally. All right, here we go. Three, two, one.
All right, hey. What about, like, when some, like, people are kissing on the set and they go, woo!
Oh,
remember that one?
Yeah, from Saved by the Bell.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. All right, do you guys remember that? Okay.
Or right. Sophie's woo! Choice.
No, that didn't happen in Sophie's Choice. It's like, woo! All right, here we go. Hold on. Three, two, one.
Good.
That was good. That was good. I like that.
We need a laughter.
We're going to do a couple of laughters.
Okay, yeah.
There are different degrees, so you want to make sure you have your...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the laughter's not... You're not going to keep on laughing,
no.
Obviously. That's going to be ridiculous. So just kind of a polite laugh. It was a cute, funny little joke, all right? In three, two, one.
Yes.
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 They're fantastic.
All right. A little bit more of a laugh, and then after that, we'll do the big one, okay? Three, two, one.
Excellent. Excellent.
Why is that so funny?
We're having so much fun.
I'm loving
well,
this.
That's why
they
use laugh tracks for years
yeah.
on TV shows. It incites you to respond.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely hysterical. In three, two, one. All right, we need a boo.
We need a groan.
Yeah.
We need like, oh, like one of those, and
right.
a boo. We need.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay, so a groan in three, two, one.
That's good.
That's good. All right, now boo, like flat a boo. Like, okay, all right, three, two, one. All right.
Yes.
Good. Okay. All right.
Can we get an Eagles chant?
Well, hold on. Marissa, wait a minute. I got them. Got this covered. We're going to do the Flyers
I'm
next.
Sure I'm just the
All right. We're going to do let's. We're going to do Let's Go Flyers. All right. In three, two, one.
Let's go Flyers! Let's go Flyers!
We'll edit that last part.
We can edit that out.
We didn't tell them how many times.
Can you escort them out of the tent, please?
Yes. All right, now, we're going to save Eagles for last, all right?
Yeah.
I want to do, Union has a chant. Union.
Yes.
Boom, boom. Union. Boom, boom. So there'll be no boom, boom.
No boom, boom.
There will
no
be whoopee.
No boom, boom.
No whoopee.
Hey, the, you rent room, no boom.
Shut
boom.
Up. It's going to go union. You, yeah, claps. All right, I like, thank you, sir, in the hat back there. Well done. So we'll do union, clap, clap, union, clap, clap. We'll do it a couple times. Ready? One, two, ready, go.
Union! Union! Union!
All right.
That's fine. Sorry. That's fine.
Okay. Do the Sixers have a chance?
Yeah. Not really.
Let's
no.
go Sixers. Like, yeah. I don't like the
Union
Flyers.
Union and Sixers. Union and Sixers.
No, Union and Philadelphia 76ers.
Sixers as well.
You know what? Today's Veterans Day. How about a nice USA chant?
We're not done with the sports yet.
Why are we not
What's
doing
that?
This?
We're not done with the sports yet.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. Sorry.
Okay, man. We got to do, we can do, let's go Sixers. Yeah. Da, da,
yeah.
Da, da, da.
Yeah.
All right. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Let's go Sixers.
Are you not paying attention to the man over here?
Do you want to do it again? Or is that
no. We'll cut that last part out. All right, now, Eagles.
Okay.
All right.
Phillies.
What?
Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Come What's on, a Phillies chant?
Same thing.
All right, let's go.
We love you, Philadelphia Phillies.
No.
Say, bye, Phillies, bye. On the road to baseball playing.
Let's go, Phillies. Clap, 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 clap. And don't say clap, 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 okay?
No, say it.
I know.
That would be great.
One.
Clap, 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 clap.
One, two, ready, go.
Let's go, Phillies! Let's go, Phillies! Let's go, Phillies! Let's go, Phillies!
We'll get that last one out. All right. Oh my God! No, we're not going to do that.
That's a good suggestion from the text board, a group YooHoo from the audience.
All right, well, listen to the Eagles.
Yeah. Right. We have a non-planned plan.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So now we'll do the Eagles, and I think we know how to do that. Right. All right. I'm going to count this off. I'll get one, two. Wait. Let's see.
It's one, two, three.
No. It might be four. I'll count to four. One, two, three, four. That's it. We got that one.
I think I'd want one. Let's do one more.
We need one.
So come
that,
up a little.
No. Steve wants one more.
A little bit more robustly on Eagles.
And then cheer after
Applaud,
Eagles.
Applaud. Right. Yeah.
All right. Two, three, four.
That was the money shot.
That was good.
Excellent.
All right. So, one of my favorite things in the stadium is the a-hole chant, but we can't air that because we're not allowed to say the words.
Right.
But we can say a-hole.
No.
Can we get an a-hole chant? No.
I think that's kind of weak.
I do think it's weak.
We can't do it. Nah.
Don't tempt them.
Don't tempt them.
Yes.
All right. Sorry. Pretend like I didn't say.
You
that,
know, it's
guys.
Funny when a huge tent full of people say the F word. No, we can't do that.
Bill Weston. Hold on, Chuck D'Amico. What?
What about sucks? Because when they announce the other team, they'll go, so-and-so,
yes. All right.
Sucks.
All right.
Okay.
I'll say 3, 2, 1, and you just say sucks. And all we need is one, and we can edit them together.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Sucks!
One guy.
I'll be that guy, and every time they play it, I'll hear me. One more time. 3, 2, 1. Very good.
All right, good.
I like that. All right. Now, somebody wanted a YooHoo?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, the Steve Morrison YooHoo. One, two, three.
Yeah!
All right.
I like
Great.
It.
Great. And then a USA.
A USA.
Okay, yes.
USA.
Okay, USA. One, two, three. Knew it. We need a Gadzooks.
Yeah.
We need a Gadzooks. All right. Everybody give us your best Gadzooks in 3, 2, 1.
Gadzooks!
And that's it.
That's great.
I think that's
great.
Enough.
Yeah. So you have a nice catalog of stuff now.
Yes.
And when you hear it in the future, you'll know you were a part of it.
How much you want to bet Bill hated that segment?
No, he loved it. He just texted me. He said, greatest thing I heard.
Where is Bill anyway?
He's here.
He was smiling. He was walking around.
We never bring him out on stage. You want to bring him out here for a second? Nope. Maybe.
He was taking a nap in a Lorenzo's pizza.
Oh, okay. In fact, I see Giuseppe from Lorenzo's bringing in some fresh pies. He's brought in my mushroom pie. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that.
Do you want to get Bill Weston out here?
Do we know where he is?
You know what? It's kind of like that bat signal. If I play this music, will probably come out.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
There he is. Dude, he fell down.
Oh, easy.
Everyone is
falling there.
Yeah, there's a step behind here, and we miss it from time to time. Hi, Bill Weston.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Camp Out for Hunger. Thank you for being here. That last segment, what do you think? B plus? A minus?
A plus.
A plus, Bill.
I like the first two or three.
Yeah.
The last 17 or 18 were okay, too.
That's the typical Bill critique right there.
That's our meeting. Yeah. This is what happens in our meeting.
There were moments where it was entertaining.
Yeah. Anyway, how you doing, Bill?
I'm doing very well. I'm so encouraged to see a full tent, our volunteers out in the donation area, these amazing company donations today.
Yes.
Sponsors.
Yep.
Always such a great day to be here and to see all of you and... I'm sitting in the camper listening to the crowd chant experience going, how is this playing on radio without the visual?
Right.
The explosion?
Yeah.
The explosion video that nobody saw on radio?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, thank you,
Oh,
Bill.
My God, that was so good.
That's a Bill Compton. That no one saw on radio? Caveat.
Bill, the text message board seems to, they like that segment.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, the texters coming in, they really did like the crowd segment. So there you go. Well,
were there other suggestions coming in, Nick, that we missed out on?
There were a couple of good ones. One was a personal favorite, Enrico Palazzo.
Oh, oh God. Yeah. Okay. Nice.
And then Casey and Steve, there was a safe light repair, safe light replaced.
Oh, yeah. I also thought, I saw that they did it as well.
Oh, they did it? You want to do a group they did it?
We could do a group they did it.
Final three only because Bill wants this.
Yeah. Right. No, we'll do they did it, all right? All right, so to channel your best Nick McElwain.
All right, you want me to play it so you know what we're talking about?
Sure, yeah.
They did it!
I know, it terrified you. Somebody put her hand up to her chest like, my God, what was that? All right, so they did it in 3, 2, 1.
It was amazing. That was fantastic.
Now we just need to win
the
Super
Bowl. I don't think Safe Light, that's a harmony. Safe Light Repair.
Do you want to try it?
Yeah.
We don't have to do all these. But,
yeah.
All right, Casey and Steve, ready? Go ahead. 3, 2, 1.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Okay. Now you guys.
I took the lower one on that.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
They don't buy a schedule on the station.
I mean, I
know.
They're
out of my friggin' mind.
They don't even advertise with us.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's insane. All right. Anyway.
All right.
That's it. We're done. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, thank you, Bill Weston.
Bill Weston.
Man about town.
Man who allows all this to happen.
The silver pony.
Watch for the steps, bro.
No, I did the same thing. It's irregular back here, just like me.
All right, Case, your call. What do you think? Take a break?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Okay, so we're coming down to the wire. We got a bizarre file coming up, and then we have a break after that, and then we wrap things up. And then,
but
what?
We have two more traffic reports from Kathy Ramon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just one?
Oh, no.
Yeah, we have two.
You made a mistake.
I did make a mistake, and I need two. Yep.
All right. So we are going to take a break. Drop Dead Sexy is going to entertain everybody while we are taking a break. Come and see us if you have time. Just a little bit more time left. Camp Out for Hunger on 93.3 WMMR.
Preston and Steve's 25th annual Camp Out for Hunger, supporting Philabundance at Xfinity Live inside the Wells Fargo Center complex.
All this week, they'll be live from inside the Bimbo Bakeries USA broadcast tent.
Hey, gang, your support has always been amazing, and we're hoping you can help out again.
Plus, we've missed your faces. Come enjoy some Dunkin' Coffee, have fun, and say hi.
Donate non-perishable food items at our drive-through drop-off with volunteers fueled by Pepsi. Or make a donation at WMMR.com and at the register of your local Acme Market. Preston and Steve's Camp Out for Hunger.
Made possible by IMS Technology Services. A clear alternative water supply. Worth USA. Shapiro Fire Protection. Sling Max Rigging Solutions. And MJ Corp Screen Printing and Sign Shop.
93.3 WMMR. Putting Philly first.
By the way, I want to thank our this hour of the Camp Out for Hunger. Look, I'm running on fumes here. Sponsored by Comcast Business. Every day in business is a big day. Comcast Business will help keep you ready for what's next. And they donated 300,000 pounds, $50,000
to awesome. Camp Out for Hunger. When you get to this point of the Camp Out for Hunger, you're like, you think what people are seeing is...
I know. And I do want to mention that our friends at Planet Fitness have what's called the Donation Zone, and yes. They're accepting physical food donations via drive-through or walk. Your donation around to collect bins near the tent. They're open until 11 a.m. today for on-site donations as well. You can still stop by the Acme Donate and Go tent, I believe. I don't know. I haven't been out there in a few hours. And pick up a donation and drop it off as well. And thank you to Lorenzo's and Sons for providing breakfast for everybody here. We had Lorenzo's Pizza. It's a wonderful deal. And we still have, I think, some flyer tickets. I'm not 100% sure. I'll find out for 25 pounds or more donation.
There were a ton of them, yeah.
While those last. And we want to make sure that those get in the hands of those who want to drop off some food last minute, because we'll take it up until the last second. So, all right, I believe we have a bizarre file that we're going to do, right? All right, Ryan, if you will, here we go.
WMMR presents Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Campbell's Chunky Sacks Hunger, proud sponsor of Camp Out for Hunger. Team up with Chunky and this year's Soup Squad to help sack hunger in our community. All right, so a plane from Gran Canaria to the UK had to make an unscheduled stopover in Bilbao.
Bilbao.
I guess, I don't know, Nick, is this how you pronounce that? B-I-L-B-A-O?
Yeah, it's in southern Spain. There's a great Frank Gehry museum there.
A what?
Frank Gehry, the architect, designed a museum there.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah. Check it out if you get a chance.
If you go ride that roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
So they had to stop over in Bilbao so that the passengers could go to the bathroom. About 200 people were flying on the aircraft, and they had to stop for about an hour so everybody could go.
All right, can we get back up in the air now?
The flight left Gran Canaria, bound for the British city of Manchester, but halfway through they made an unexpected stop.
I assume this is a puddle jumper, right? It's not a normal, an airliner would have a bathroom.
Oh, no, this is an airliner.
So why couldn't they use the bathroom?
It was an Airbus A321. So there was something wrong with the bathroom. There was a breakdown on it, and they had to land. They had to stop on the way because people just had to pee or poop, and there was all there was to it.
What about their sickness bags?
I don't know if they consider that as a last-second option or not.
Here, I'll hold it for you.
They had to stop. It was more than a 4.5-hour travel altogether.
Wow.
So they had to stop before entering the Bay of Biscay to cross France and fly to the British city. At first, the air traffic controllers were unaware of the reason for this stop until they were notified once the plane was on the ground and everybody had to run out and pee. A young mother, this is terrible. Think about this next time you need to get that Instagrammable photo. A young woman died after sneaking to the top of a waterfall that was closed off to the public to take a selfie.
Oh, man.
Amanda Franco de Santos had tragically passed away after she plunged from the top of the Carupa waterfall in Brazil, and then she was washed downstream. The route, which consists of 14 waterfalls, reportedly one of the last remaining areas of the Atlantic Forest in Brazil. Despite the location being closed to visitors, Franco de Santos went to visit the area of beauty anyway. The trio were not willing to give up on a photo shoot for their Instagram, so they decided that they would use an alternative route to reach the area. Shortly afterwards, however, two friends called the police to report that she had disappeared. And they went through a search, and they couldn't find her. And they had to continue it a couple days later, and eventually they found she was washed through several cascades.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. So, all right, something lighter than that. How about this? All right. In North Carolina, a woman called 911 because she was upset that a local barbecue restaurant served her pink meat. Annie Cook said she has had barbecue at other restaurants, and it was never pink. The issue started, she said, when she returned to Clyde Cooper's Barbecue to either have their restaurant cook the barbecue longer, serve her something else off the menu, or give her a refund. Cook said none of these things happened after she talked with the owner of the restaurant.
They're all pink on the inside.
She said she wrote the negative review because she felt the owner was being dismissive of her concerns, explaining that's just the way I felt. That's the reason I called the cops, because I couldn't get my money back or I couldn't get a different plate. Well, Debbie Holt, who's the owner, said she did offer the customer a different meal, but Cook refused. When that happened, Cook was given one piece of chicken in a brown paper bag and not the full chicken plate she expected.
What the hell is this?
So Cook said that she considered filing a civil lawsuit.
I'm going to blow this place up.
Holt said that Cook didn't understand that it's normal for the restaurant to cook pork barbecue that way, since she took a screenshot of the review, which has been deleted and posted on social media. Cook eventually called 911 after leaving the restaurant. Before the 911 call, Holt tried
to... How about Homeland Security?
...explained several times to the disgruntled customer why the meat was pink. Even though other customers tried to chime in, she said, I kind of snickered a little bit and told her, honey, that's when the barbecue is smoked. It turns pink.
Now, sweetie.
Holt said, and she was insistent that it wasn't done. So it looks different when it is smoked meat as opposed to barbecue.
Yeah, yeah.
So she said to offer to bring her another meal of chicken, and Cook made a fuss about it and called 911 over the whole thing.
Why don't you get the hell out of here?
And she left a one-star review on Google. Cooper explained that it...
Yeah, I got an idea. Why don't you get the hell out of here?
She said that she also complained the cheese in her mac and cheese was not melted.
This person doesn't go out a lot for meals, no. I can tell.
So, by the way, the health inspector for Clyde Cooper's gave it a 96.5 rating, which is above A grade.
That's
so.
Higher than this show got from Bill.
Hell yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Let's see. Oh, this was kind of a cute story. A flock of sheep, and you have to see the picture to really get this, are sporting a pink look after a new feeder managed to dye their wool. So... The Swiss Velayas Blacknose have been rubbing themselves against the feeder, which is painted red, while eating, turning their heads absolutely pink. It looks like they have a pink wig on.
All of them.
It's hilarious. The farmer said that the ewes had intentionally joined the pink ladies. Visitors to the farm certainly do a double take, he said, when walking past. We just bought a new feeder, and we noticed that their wool was getting gradually pinker and pinker.
No, you're right. We're looking at the pictures. It looks like they intentionally dyed their hair.
Yeah, the farmer initially thought that it was his colleagues using spray markers too enthusiastically, but before realizing the feeder was to blame, he said they're starting to look like a bunch of old ladies who've had the same hairdo. And apparently it won't go back to the new color anytime soon because they're the type of sheep that get sheared twice a year.
Oh, no.
It all worked out, though. We slaughtered them.
Yeah.
Oh, and so...
Press, it was the whole flock?
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. My God.
We got to do it.
All right, we got to do that.
Yeah. All right. Don't go anywhere.
All right. And we'll do one more story and wrap it up. Let me see if I have a short one. Yeah, how about this? The man charged with throwing eggs at King Charles and his queen consort during their recent walkabout in York, England, has been banned by court order from carrying any eggs in public.
How's he supposed to go out?
That is his punishment.
I can't go out. I don't have any eggs.
The accused... Patrick Thulow.
What am I going to carry, bacon?
Patrick Thulow told the website Jezebel that he told the judge that he thought that was a bit harsh if he just wanted to carry eggs home to eat them. So his punishment was...
What if I'm walking along?
His punishment was amended to state that he must carry a grocery receipt while carrying eggs home for the purpose of eating them.
If his lawyer had any savvy, he could have argued him down to, like, egg beaters or something.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I think. All right, and that is all we have time for. Your last bizarre file of the Camp Out for Hunger.
We're ready for the yeah, by the way. We got mics in the crowd.
All right, and then we'll take a break, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we can bring the music down. So I'll say mock. You guys know what to do, right? All right, here we go. Mock.
Yeah.
More than one?
Yeah.
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 Make this one more punched.
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as like, na-na, up, down. Okay, ready? Mock.
Yeah.
That's perfect. How you do that.
Yes.
All right, nice. Okay, so we still have trash, lesson question, music news, those things coming up in just a little bit. So I think we can take a break right now. So we're going to do that very thing. We'll come back. Camp Out for Hunger is coming to a close. You still got time to get in and see it for yourself. Love for you to be here. Drop Dead Sexy on stage. Back on MMR in a moment.
Get social with Preston and Steve and WMMR. Find us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
This is Camp Apple Hunger 2022, our 25th year of the Preston and Steve Show. And we are coming to a close very near the end. Ladies and gentlemen, Drop Dead Sexy! I hate to stop them in the middle of their badass medley that they were going through. They probably never had premature ending like that before, but nonetheless, we got to go into the break. And dude, it is it's dripping on me over here. Yeah, just to let Rodney know. Yeah, it's raining out, so we're getting a little drippage right above me. So if there's any equipment that needs to move, just a heads up on that. Hey, we have a final look at traffic. Let's do that right now. Kathy, what's going on?
We've got a Tacony-Palmyra drawbridge opening. Traffic stopped in both directions. 95 southbound, jams from Cutman through to Bridge. The Vine westbound jams the length now. 95 to the Schuylkill. Schuylkill westbound, heavy from City to Gladwin.
Kathy, can you hold one second? We're just going to replace the tent.
And also westbound at Mall Boulevard, there's an accident blocking the right lane. Eastbound side slows from the Blue Route into Belmont. And then an accident on 95 northbound in Christiana, Delaware, 273. It's right at the service plaza. This traffic report brought to you by Jefferson Health. You have a lot on your to-do list, but don't overlook the most important item, your health. The steps you can take today are your first steps to a healthier tomorrow. Call Jefferson Health at 1-800-JEFF-NOW. That's 1-800-JEFF-NOW. And we just want to give our last bit of thank yous, or at least I do, to the Royal Group Mid-Atlantic, Cash Cow Vending, Planet Fitness, Phil Abundance, and all of the Camp Out volunteers who have been here with us all week. Thank you. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Wow, it's a standing ovation.
Oh, my God.
That was for the Camp Out volunteers.
Kathy Romano in her final traffic report. There are a lot of there are people that are holding up signs. There was one I saw when we were taking a break, and it was about somebody turning two or something like that. What is it?
Turn two.
It says, Yoo-hoo, I'm turning two. Hold it up. Aww. Hold it up with the Preston and Steve crew. Aw. That's really cute. They're holding the kid up in the air. I love it. I got more drippage over here, just to let you know. I don't know what all is getting wet, so we may be electrocuted before before the end of the show. And Sasquatch, what are you holding up? I can't read that. What does that say? It says Gadzooks. Marissa, what does it say?
Can you read it? Read it, Marissa.
Oh, yeah, we need... All right.
I can read it. It's Gadzooks from the Sasquatch and the Pine Baron Venom Jeep Club.
Oh, thank you, man. We appreciate that. Thank you.
That's a great Sasquatch costume.
By the way, yeah, I'm just curious. Hang on. Sasquatch, stand up. Come here, Philly, sports fanatic and pirate. And I want to vote on best dressed at the Preston and Steve show, Camp Out for Hunger, per your crowd applause. All right, let's see. What do you guys think? How about the pirate? How about some applause for the pirate?
He's a solid pirate.
How about Philly sports fanatic in the middle there?
Ooh. He's wearing an Eagles costume.
All right, what do you guys think about Sasquatch?
What do you think?
That's pretty close. Kathy, you want to make the call?
I think it was Philly sports fan.
All right, there you go. Officially wins best dressed at the Preston and Steve Camp Out for Hunger 2022. By the way, we love it when you get. We had a kid dressed up as a chicken in here the other day.
It was great.
And
yeah.
It was brilliant. So if you're planning next year and you want to dress for the occasion, just know that it is appreciated. And we love your enthusiasm. So thank you guys for doing that. It was really, really cool. All right. So we need to do today's lesson question. We're going to give away a case of Victory Brewing's new 6% Hazy IPA. a brotherly love. And the question that we're going to go with this morning is, when he was a younger man, who did Steve practice his first kisses on? 215-263-WMMR is the number. Call right now. But, yeah, I'm going to need to see that. Thank you. That's where our calls come in through, that monitor that he's covering up right now. Thank you. All right, and while we are waiting for your answer, 215-263-WMMR, we will do the trash. So here we go.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you by Jersey Mike's. Planning your game day football feast. Yeah, Jersey Mike's has got you.
What?
What's going on over there?
Did you hear that?
Oh.
Oh, I got... You got, it's too loud in here. I go, planning your foot day game feast, Jersey Mike's.
What do you got there, Kenny?
I don't know why I said that. I thought there was a Y starting the next word. Jersey Mike's has got you covered with everything you need for a great party or tailgate. Order ahead on the Jersey Mike's app and skip the line. Jersey Mike's, a sub above. What's going on this morning, Steve?
Well, Diddy rang in his 53rd birthday by throwing himself a massive party at his L.A. mansion. Sadly, not many attended because they couldn't figure out what name to put on his birthday card. A new report confirming that 41-year-old Chris Evans and 21-year-old Alba Batista are dating. Evans sheepishly admitted that he honestly thought Alba was older, but only after originally thinking she was 12. Oh. And finally, a glitch in the KFC online... This is true, Preston. KFC online coupon system sent a push notification to customers in Germany inviting them to enjoy chicken tenders on the anniversary of Kristallnacht, a notorious day associated with Nazi rioting. The mistake actually allowed KFC to hand off a second glitch, which offered discounted goofy cheese bites on the anniversary of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima.
Wow.
Hollywood Trash.
It was an insane story.
It's incredible.
I know. I saw it.
It just random. It was what happened was the calendar automatically fired up because it appeared as a notable event on that day.
Exactly.
Not that it was a notorious notable event.
That is correct. All right. So we're going to see if we can get an answer to the lesson question, which is when he was a younger man, who did he practice his first kisses on from the 6 o'clock hour? And we're going to go to Rich and see if we can get an answer. Wait, I tried clicking on it. It didn't work. It's not working. Hold on.
There's no words on it.
Well, I think it might have got... Rich, are you there? Rich? Wait.
Here he is.
Oh, he's right there. All right, Rich, we're going to trust that you. Hold on. Marissa's going to motion you up to the microphone. And please tell us who Steve practiced his first kisses on.
His grandmother.
Yes, that's correct.
Rich is a two-for champion today.
All right, Rich, hang on the line. Back at the studio, they're going to get your information, and we're going to send you over the case of Victory Brewing's new 6% Hazy IPA, Brotherly Love, a beer with purpose, now available in 6-packs and 12-packs at a retailer near you. To learn more about this beer and its mission, visit victorybeer.com/brotherlylove. Cheers. All right, let's get into music news, please.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Wow. All right. Music News brought to you by the American Red Cross. Proud supporter. Camp Out for Hunger. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. You can visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. So let's begin. Not him. Hang on.
No, not that.
I don't want to talk about Machine Gun Kelly. All right. Iggy Pop has announced a new solo album entitled Every Loser. The punk icon's 19th solo album will be released via Atlantic and Gold Tooth Records. Pop said in a recent statement, "I'm the guy with no shirt who rocks. Andrew and Gold Tooth get that, and we made a record together the old-fashioned way. The players are guys I've known since they were kids, and the music will beat the S out of you." The album will be released on January 6th. And there's other new music to mention. Bruce Springsteen also has out today. The Bruce Springsteen soul cover set titled Only the Strong Survive. So we've been playing, what's the song?
Do I Love You?
Yes, I Do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm not answering your question, but that's part of the title.
Listen.
But I do.
Don't have to say it. It only cheapens out. I know you love it.
But we've been loving that song. Yeah, it's a great tune.
It's great, yeah.
And so it also includes, it was recorded without the E Street Band, but does feature two duets with Sam and Dave's Sam Moore. They play Soul Days and I Forgot to Be Your Lover. Among the other covers on the set are the Walker Brothers' The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore, Jimmy Ruffin's What Becomes of the Broken Hearted, great song, Jerry Butler's Hey Western Union Man, The Temptations' I Wish It Would Rain, The Four Tops' Seven Rooms of Gloom, The Supremes' Someday We'll Be Together, and even the Commodores' 1985 hit Night Shift.
Someday We'll Be Together was written at the end of the Supremes as a group, right? That was kind of the farewell song?
You know what? I don't know the history too well, Steve, but I wouldn't doubt it if you're correct about that. But, yeah, it was one of their it was a big hit for them. Ozzy Osbourne says that although he's done with Black Sabbath, he'd like to continue working with co-founder Tony Iommi. Ozzy was asked about collaborating with Iommi on his solo track, which is Degradation Rules from Ozzy's last album called Patient Number 9. He said it was great. I mean, you know, you don't have to sit in a room. You can do it over the phone. The track would have been a great Black Sabbath track on the 13 album.
I could be on the tour with it.
I wasn't really in love with that 13 album, he said. Regarding his lack of interest with recording and performing with Black Sabbath anymore, Ozzy said, well, it's kind of like, I mean, how many times do you want to do the same thing? It's the same format, you know? It was very successful for a lot of years, and people wanted to see us. I did that farewell tour, and the only thing about it which was sad was Bill Ward wasn't there. But I've spoken to Bill since. He's all right. I would work with any of them individually. But as Black Sabbath, I think it's over. We couldn't really beat what we've already done. So, and that's okay when bands decide to hang it up, you know. And
well, yeah. I mean, and they came back after being away for a while. So,
yep.
You know, they did it.
And then finally, a little bit of Beatles news. In celebration of his 80th year, on December 2nd, Paul McCartney will release his 7-inch singles box, the massive numbered limited edition collection of 80 7-inch singles.
Jeez.
Spanning 1971 to the present, was personally supervised by Paul and contains recreations of 65 singles and promos using restored original artwork from 11 different countries. The set features 15 singles never before released on 7-inch 45 RPM discs.
And an interview with a then named Kenny Knight.
Oh. Correct? Maybe we'll see
include that in the end. It's great. Right. He seemed very confused.
Paul said, I still respect the B-side. He said, where else can you find songs like the Beatles' You Know My Name, Look Up the Number, or Ode to a Koala Bear, which is the flip side to Say, Say, Say.
I'd love to see the list of the titles, because they use placeholder titles, both he and John as they're writing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that later became songs that we love. But
like yesterday was Scrambled Eggs.
Scrambled Eggs.
Yep. Yeah. So I would like to see some of those more as well for songs that ended up becoming iconic.
And there are other breakfast items.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He said, when my team suggested we put this box of 45s, put out this box of 45s, one of my hopes was that both sides of the record would be of interest to you. It includes my first solo single, Another Day, backed with, that sounds insanely distorted.
That's weird.
He said, my first solo single, Another Day, which was backed with Oh Woman, Oh Why, and it includes my latest single, Women and Wives, backed with St. Vincent, Great Three Imagining. What the hell? Okay.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
He said it doesn't include my last single because I haven't written that one yet. So
the fact that he's going as strong as he is at this age. And Ringo looks pretty good still.
Oh, Ringo looks
doing
great.
Doing well, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. They're still at it. So, all right, there you go. That's the last item of music news, and we're done with that. And that is finished for good from the campaign. Yep.
You learn stuff.
You do. So we're getting near the very end here. It's 10:30, and we have one more break to take. Then we come back.
That's it.
And I think Pierre usually makes an appearance down here.
He does.
I'm not sure if he's here or not, but we'll have to find out. Well, how about we break and come back and find out what?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Fair enough. All right, guys, we're going to take one more break. We will return in just a second. So hang in there. Stay with us. Just a little bit more to go before we camp out for hunger on 93.3 WMMR.
If you like what you hear, you can see it, too. Check out Preston and Steve's Daily Rush on PrestonandSteve.com.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Now, back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. Preston and Steve radio program. Final break of our Camp Out for Hunger. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Drop Dead Sexy.
Love you guys. We love them so much. Thank you to Paul and Ducky, Johnny, Justin, Dave, and Scott. They make up Drop Dead Sexy, by far the most energetic, over the top, like almost an act that they put on.
Oh, it's a full
show.
Yes.
A full show, a stage show. You can check out their information at dropdeadsexy.com or on Instagram. Check them out at DDS Band. And, of course, you can go to Drop Dead Sexy Band on Facebook and locate them. They've got shows live casino tonight, by the way. They have a gig tonight, dude. They came down here this morning, and now they got to play a show tonight at 7 o'clock live casino. Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. And they do it for free for us.
I'm going to be in an iron lung at 7 o'clock tonight.
November 18th, they're at Rivers Casino. Thanksgiving Eve, they're at the Grove. And then on December 16th, they'll be playing live casino again. You have a great time when you go see them. I want to thank our last hour sponsor for today. And that was from Stauffer.
Yes.
And they are the sponsor, Stauffer and Safety. Excuse me, Stauffer Glove and Safety, your local PPE distributor safety. And it says that it's in our DNA. So thank you guys for doing that. So a couple things to do. We are going to do a couple of general thank yous as we wrap up the program today. There's a lot of people to thank for Camp Out for Hunger that make this whole thing happen the way that it does. And I'm just going to thank our departments because they're, you know, we can't do it without them. Our programming department, our engineering department, our sales department, and our programming department all make up the radio station, all make up WMMR and our Beasley family company for, you know, being patient with us and getting us the things that we need to make this whole thing happen and working extra hours and doing all
absolutely
that stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, we're the faces up front, but there's this whole military operation going on behind us.
Yep.
And they were really on their game this year, coming back from everything. It was amazing.
Yep.
I think you said programming twice, but you meant promotions.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. Did I say
Oh, yeah. I think.
Promotions is, yep, I meant
there's
to lead with that.
Programming, which is a different division.
Programming. Yeah. I've heard of that before.
It's in the porn industry.
That's what I thought, yeah. And thank you to Marissa Magnata, who's always running around like crazy around here. She's somewhere, yep, in the ether. And Kyle doing all the video, and our friends from Newman University, Sean and company, for bringing these great visuals that are a big part of Camp Out for Hunger. Even though this is radio, there's a huge visual component to this as well.
Amazing.
And
Karen, who comes in,
oh yeah,
to work all week for us.
Yeah, Karen fixes. Yeah, we'll have to name names next week because I'll never remember everybody. There's too much. Our intern staff is amazing.
Rodney, of course.
Yeah. Yep. So we'll. We'll hash all that out when we, yes, thank you. Rodney Bird, you guys know him. It's right over there. And welcome back, Captain Dale and,
yes.
And everybody. Yep, it's a beautiful thing.
He brought his lucky tank.
He did. I see it right next to him. Oh, my God. All right, so a couple things we need to do. We'll have to get our letter of the day for the Word of the Week prize.
Yeah.
And we have someone that usually brings that to us, right?
That's right.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Oh. Yes. That music can mean only one thing. The Emperor has entered the building. Ladies and gentlemen, Pierre Robert is here this morning.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I forgot to mention Jackie Bam Bam, who's right over there, Pierre.
Yes.
The Bambino, the Bam 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 Bonino.
We love you guys. Hey, man.
Hey.
How are you?
Here we are.
Here we are.
What a day. What a week.
Hey, before, and I know you usually come in at this time of day, even though you have to go back to the studio.
Right.
And say a few words. Why don't we do the letter first? We'll get that done. We won't have to worry about that later, okay?
Because I have to read the Declaration of Independence.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Let's do the letter first, though. Ryan, go ahead.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter...
S as in super.
All right, and we will take the 11th caller, and we're going to take that caller back of the studio, and we will award that caller beer for a year from Victory Brewing, and they're going to set you up with 12 cases of Brotherly Love Hazy IPA, aimed at giving... God damn it. Ah, hell. Goodness, it's covered up by this thing. All right, it's... Aimed at giving back to the city of Philadelphia. Drink beer and do good with Victory Brewing Company. There you go. I
frickin'
did it.
Thing.
I said it.
Frickin' thing.
Frickin' thing sucks. So, Pierre, yes, welcome back to the mic. Thank you for being here today in the tent.
Shall I do my little thing?
Yeah, whatever you feel like.
All right. Well, I just, you know, what you may not know, I think you know if you listen to them, but the people that you hear are the same people off the air that they are on the air. And these people are extraordinary. President Steve, Kathy, Casey, Nick, Marissa, and did I miss anyone?
No.
And Kyle and the rest of their crew and Connor. Extraordinary people, lovely people, decent people, nice people. And they, what you hear on the air is who they are. And that's the first thing I wanted to say is how extraordinary they are as human beings and the people that they attract. All the volunteers that come out here because they're so moved by what they do. Now, think about it. 25 years we've been doing this. They've been doing it, starting in the most, you know, basic conditions and then moving over to MMR in 2000, I believe it was.
2005. 2005, yep.
Oh, 2005, sorry. And then they met a guy named Rodney Bird. He said, oh, no, we can do much better than that. And took it to these extraordinary levels. And I was thinking about this saying, and I mention it often, but there's a saying that goes, think globally, act locally, right? So there are so many global problems. Hunger is certainly among them. And I was thinking about Bob Geldof from the Boomtown Rats. And about this time of year in 1984, he was watching a BBC documentary, and it was on a famine that was sweeping through Ethiopia. And I interviewed him, and he said, I could not sit and watch a starving child and not do something. So he called Midgeur from a band called Ultravox. He called Bono. He called Sting. He had all these people's numbers. And a week later, all those musicians and several more gathered in a studio in London and recorded a song called Do They Know It's Christmas? They called the band Band-Aid. And it exploded from one idea, a global idea as it turned out, because into the next year, into 1985, it turned into Live Aid, which happened at only two places around the world, one in London, one right across the parking lot at JFK Stadium here in Philadelphia. One of the most extraordinary days in Philadelphia music history, July 13th, 1985. And again, it started as an idea. You get an idea, what could be done? That was a global idea, but then it came back here in a local kind of a way, and then it continued to grow globally. And when you think about what you can do to make an impact, it's about... getting an idea. Maybe it's feeding people. As I've said before, in these divisive times, who cannot agree on feeding people? Who can't agree on the idea of, for God's sakes, if somebody's drowning, would you not throw them a life jacket, even if you didn't like them? Of course you would. It's about, there's so much more that unites us, and that's what's so positive about this whole event. And we've been through hell the last couple of years. We've lost people in the pandemic. You know, at the radio station, we've had a very rough couple of months, and you are well aware of the events that have taken place there. And the thing that you need to know is a lot of times people come up to me and say, you guys or you got me through something. You were there when my child was born. You were there coming back from the funeral of my father. You were there when I had an illness or a family member had an illness. You say oftentimes that we are here for you. But in point of fact, it's you that are here for us. And it's us that can only say over and over again. And if you think about MMR, it's 54 years as a rock and roll radio station and a healthy rock and roll radio station. There are very few of them left. And the reason it stays that way, we do the best we can to be there for you. But you have always been there for us. No more evidence than by this personal event. When you come out, donate your time. I don't care if you brought one can of food. I don't care if you just came down here to add your energy to it. You make a difference. It starts with an idea. If you have an idea of something you'd like to improve in your neighborhood, in this city, you can do it. They've done it. You can do it. We thank you for being there for us and getting us through. We never take it for granted. We absolutely love you. We absolutely thank you. And finally, I ask you all to stand and applaud these fine people, oh. Preston and Steve, and the Camp Out for Hunger.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, Pierre. You guys are the best. Humble.
What can you say?
I don't know. He said it.
He said it.
I can't possibly say it better than that.
There's no more words.
There's no words on it. No. We love you guys. Thank you. And I can't, there's no way I can top what Pierre said other than we love Pierre Robert.
Yes. So,
and I think everyone loves Pierre Robert. Most definitely. And we appreciate
it. He puts the toot in institution.
Yes, he does.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Or in an institution.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being down here all week. It has been fun, hasn't it, Pierre? I mean, outside of...
It's just stunning.
Yeah, outside of the good that's done, we have a good time, too. You know,
so many moving parts to it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun, and it's so three-dimensional. It's just, it's magnificent.
Yep. Well, seeing our friends, you talk about this sense of family, you know, and all of these people, and we've had people who came in as, were brought by their parents as little kids and are now coming in here as adults with their own kids.
Right.
And you can't even overstate how amazing and how kind and how humble we feel, Preston, to use your word, that you've chosen to hang all these years with us and support these events. So it is literally to see you all here and to see the faces and to see this exchange. And we had people come by last night we hadn't seen in a long time, and gone through all sorts of trials and tumult. But you're here, we're back, and let's keep this going.
Yep.
And tell everybody, as we said before, this is the Camp Out You Remember. And next year, it's going to be even that much bigger.
Yeah, we're going to do it again next year, right, guys? All of us that are here, right? Yep, we'll do it again. Make sure you come down, be a part of it. All right, I'm going to go through the little orders of business I need to handle. I want to thank our sponsors, Acme Markets, Fresh Food, Local Flavors. Preston Steve Show also brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Locations all over, now open in King of Prussia. You can go to trinity-rehab.com. I'd like to thank Ryan Shuttleworth back at the radio station. He's been running our board all week long.
Yes.
Ryan, you did an exemplary job. Thank you very much. Next week on our program, we'll have the camp out totals. We'll make sure to reveal how much food you and money also that you managed to get down here and get over to Phil Abundance. Also joining us will be John O'Hurley in the studio. Peter Billingsley.
Peter Billingsley.
From A Christmas Story.
Yes.
Jack McBrayer, comedian Clayton English, and John Michael Higgins. We will have a lot of things next week as well. And there was one more thing I wanted to mention, and I can't remember what it is, and I'm sure it was really important, but never mind. It doesn't matter. That is, I remember what I was going to say. We'll come down here and say hello to you guys when we're done. We want to thank you personally for being here, all right? That is it. We are done. Rage on! Have a great weekend. Happy camp out. We'll see you later, gang. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.